Thank you. probably even pre-meditated. Because the accurate, the great ones of the world. And again, the rest of them, five minutes, double console. Saturday night, second basement, number three, Blue St. Louis. And taking them out to number four, Amarillo, number 22, Lynn, all seven. And now the starting lineup for your Midland Rock Hounds. Is leading off for the Rock Hounds, the center fielder number 6, Michael Gover. At his second, to the third baseman, number 18, Zach Gillard. At his third, the first baseman, number 16, Kyle McCann. And in fourth, the designated hitter, number 28, D.J. Schwartz. And in fifth, the shortstop, number 8, Logan Davidson. And in sixth, the catcher, number 46, Tyler Soderstrom. And in seventh, the second baseman, number 10, Ari Bastina. And in eighth, the right fielder, number 5, Jay Feldman. And in ninth, the left fielder, number 17, Evan Boyle. And taking the mound tonight, you are back down, number 41, Ryan Houston.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Game two of a six-game set between the Rock Hounds and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And boy, the Sod Poodles arrived, pulled the bus up to the ballpark yesterday, got off the bus and on the board, and did it fast. three-run double in the top of the first by Juan Centeno, and the former major leaguer had a terrific ball game. He drove in five. That, by the way, just one shy of his career high in minor league baseball, and Centeno leading the way. The Sod Poodles last night took the lead right off the bat, as we said, pun intended. Rockhounds came back on three different occasions, and I think we commented on it during the game last night, but one thing the Sod Poodles did and did so well was respond. When the Rockhounds made a run, Amarillo just built that lead back up, and they go on to win by the final score of 10-7. Things tightened up in the South Division last night. The Sod Poodles are only five games out of first place behind the Rockhounds. Frisco was a winner last night, so the Rough Riders are now just two games out. And by the way, that was game last night, number 40 of the 69-game second half. So I've been saying it's too early for scoreboard watching, and yes, that's the case, but maybe not too early for scoreboard glancing at this point. This is game 41 of the 69-game second half. Pitching matchup tonight has a couple of very good prospects. Left-hander Blake Walston, who is 4-3, a 6.13 ERA. He's had a speed bump or two along the way, but his last four games, he has really been good, and he is a top-five prospect for the Diamondbacks, along with now former Sod Poodle Brandon Fott, who was just tremendous, still leads the league in strikeouts by a bundle, and he's been gone a little while. They are both top-five prospects for the D-backs. Left-hander Blake Walston on the mound for Amarillo. Ryan Cusick will go to the mound for the Rockhounds, and that is certainly a story. Ryan making his return now. He has been out a while, has made one rehab appearance in the Arizona Complex League. He is, again, a top-10 prospect, has great stuff. The fastball, I don't know that he'll hit triple digits tonight in his return, but he is very capable of doing it. Question has been just basically command and adapting to the double-A level. Ryan is 1-5, 8.13 is the earned run average. And again, he has had, as has Blake Walston, he's had some speed bumps along the way, but the talent is absolutely unmistakable. So Ryan Cusick, and basically the good news, certainly for Ryan, the primary good news, he's back on the mound tonight after missing a good amount of time. Teams are taking the diamond just ahead of a couple of other notes, including a very important call-up for the Oakland A's and affecting the Rockhounds. Tell you about that in a moment. And right now we'll take you downstairs for the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. For the Rockhounds tonight will begin something of a new chapter. They have now lost, and of course, it's the point of why we're here. Of course, is to develop players, and a guy who has just been outstanding, Jordan Diaz. I think all around you would have to say the top hitter on the Rockhounds team. He is third in the Texas League in the batting race. Third, by the way, in all of AA. The top three in AA are all in the Texas League. Jordan also, of course, hits for power among the extra base hit leaders in the Texas League. And today he has been promoted to the Las Vegas Aviators of the AAA Pacific Coast League. Certainly very well deserved. And the other side of the coin for the Rockhounds now, they are without a key bat right in the middle of that order. And so we'll see. Other guys have to step up a little bit. And, of course, this team, I think, is very capable of doing that. But that's a major bat, and congratulations. Well-deserved promotion for Jordan Diaz. Simply put, one of the best in the league all season long. We are set to go. Ryan Cusick, baseball in hand. He'll throw the first pitch of Game 2 of the series right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This RockHounds broadcast is brought to you in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
We have just about 90 degrees for the first pitch. Sun is trying to break through at least a little bit. Some veiled sunlight right now on the ball field. But we've got overcast conditions here, very similar to last night. For Ryan Cusick, he goes to the mound for the first time since June 2nd, and that was the evening in Amarillo. He warmed up, but as he was completing his warm-up tosses, an oblique injury, and he left and has not been back since one appearance August 9th in the Arizona Complex League. So Ryan Cusick back to the mound. He'll face Jorge Barroza, switch-hitting center fielder to lead it off. From Momentum Bank Ballpark, let's play some baseball. Sod Poodles and Rockhounds, and underway with a fastball strike on the outside half of the plate, 0-1. Barroza, 272 batting average for Jorge. My, this guy is just a sensational defender. And having a very solid year at the plate as well. Swings, fouls, one straight back. And the count is 0-2. Now Cusick at 96 miles an hour with the fastball. Barroza in center field leads it off. Eduardo Diaz had a good night last night. The left fielder back in the number two spot. Eduardo Diaz and Leandro Cedeño batting third, playing the three spot. Outstanding power hitter, the first baseman Cedeño. 0-2 pitch. Backdoor just missed with a breaking pitch. Count 1-2. Boy, Barroza took that and was correct in doing so, but a close pitch. Jorge draws a lot of walks. He's top 10 in the league in bases on balls with 53. 1-2 pitch. Lifted high in the air to left field. Devin Foyle, plenty of time and room, drifts a little toward the line and in shallow left. He will tuck it away. Well, one man down here in the top half of the first inning. Middle third of the order for Amarillo is Tristan English, the third baseman batting cleanup. Tristan English at third. Blaze Alexander in the lineup tonight. He is the shortstop batting number five, Blaze Alexander. Tremendous defender as well, and my goodness, just a cannon of an arm at short. Robbie Enriquez takes his 29-game on-base streak to the dish. He is the sixth hitter. The designated hitter is Enriquez. Good backup pitch from Ryan Cusick to Eduardo Diaz for a called strike. Count is 0-1. Eduardo, right-handed hitter. 11 homers, 64 driven in. Second on the ball club behind Cedeño, but almost everybody is behind Leandro. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Bottom third of the order, last night's hitting hero, Juan Centeno. The catcher batting seventh, Centeno. Nick D'Alessandro moves to right field batting eighth. D'Alessandro in right. Cusick's pitch, ground ball right side of the infield. To his left is Marty Bikina. Second baseman has it, throws to first for the out. Well, two men down at the top of the first, and here is Leandro Cedeño. Drew Stankiewicz is the second baseman. We'll bat number nine for the Sod Poodles tonight. Stankiewicz, second baseman, rounds it out. Barroza, Diaz, and Cedeño. English, Alexander, and Enriquez. Centeno, D'Alessandro, and Stankiewicz for the Sod Poodles. Cusick leans in for the sign, has it. Late kick, big right-hander delivers, and Centeno fouls one away, and it's 0-1. Leandro, when you look at the three classic batting numbers, he's hitting .299, 24 homers, and 74 driven in. You won't find many, if any, more complete hitters in the league from the power sense than Cedeño, who takes up high. There's Leandro, one ball and one strike. A right-handed hitter with nobody on and two out. If you have to face him at all, you want to with the bases empty, and that's what Ryan Cusick has. Off-speed pitch looped into left field. Coming on is Foyle, but I think it's going to be Logan. Yep, the shortstop will backpedal and make the play. Good pitch by Cusick. He really jammed Leandro, and Cedeño pops out in shallow left field to shortstop Logan Davidson. Well, what a difference 24 hours can make. Last night at this point, the Sod Poodles were on the board with a hat trick. They go up and down in order against Ryan Cusick in his return to the mound for the Rockhounds after a half inning. Village Car Wash score, Sod Poodles nothing. And against left-hander Blake Walston, Rockhounds are coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharge Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharge Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Last half of the first inning, and Michael Goldberg leads it off for the Rockhounds in this one. Here's Blake Walston, left-hander, with the first pitch in the bottom of the first, swinging a foul straight back off Michael's bat, 0-1 to Goldberg, the Rockhounds center fielder leading it off. Zach Geloff in his familiar number two position. He is the third baseman in this game. Zach Geloff playing third, batting second. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Chase the fastball up and away, quick 0-2 count. Kyle McCann. Boy, is he on another home run streak. Kyle batting third, playing the three spot. Kyle McCann at first base. 0-2 pitch from Walston. Breaking pitch. Boy, did he go. He did. He had a little check swing. Michael didn't go very far around, but far enough that no appeal was necessary. A three-pitch strikeout for Blake Walston. Really fooled him with a breaking pitch down and in. Michael kind of half-turned into it and gave a little bit of a swing, just enough that he is up and right back down on strikes. Now here is Zach Geloff. He had a big game last night, 3-for-4 with a 2-run homer. Right-handed hitter Zach with that good night last evening bumps the average to precisely 300. That looks really nice on the stat sheet. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-1. J.J. Schwarz will be the designated hitter. J.J. batting in the cleanup spot. Logan Davidson batting fifth at shortstop for the Hounds. Logan, that's short. Walston with the 0-1 stretch, the pitch to Geloff, and that one slipped off the fingertips up and away for a ball, 1-1. Tyler Soderstrom, he homered last night. He'll catch in this one, batting sixth. Tyler behind the plate. Marty Bikina batting seventh at second base. Marty, the second baseman, pitch to Geloff, rolled out towards second base. Stankiewicz will charge, makes the play, flips to first for the out. So two up and two down for the Rockhounds, and here is Kyle McCann. Shane Selman will bat in the eighth spot. He's in right field. Shane Selman is in right. And Devin Foyle will round out the order. He's batting ninth in left field. Devin Foyle in that nine spot. And again, if you're playing on a team managed by Bobby Crosby and you're batting ninth, you should actually take that as a compliment. Talked about it. Bobby really values that spot in the order. So it's Devin Foyle tonight in the nine position. Here's Kyle. Lefty-lefty matchup. Looks to bunt. Draws the bat back. Well, you just never know. Kyle McCann homered last night for the Hounds, a 3-run home run. Delivering on the way, check swing. Yep, he went around, and the count goes 1-1. Home run was his 18th, and that leads the ball club. Kyle with 52 runs batted in. Lefty-lefty matchup. Alston's pitch, that sails up and in for a ball. 2-2. Correct myself, Kyle had a 2-run home run last night. Got the Hounds within 3-2 with that swing. Takes a backup pitch, stays high and in, 3-1. Boy, this is not a count you want. Blake Walston will take just an extra moment here. Can't take a lot of time with a pitch clock, but he takes just that extra moment. Three balls, one strike. McCann waits. Pitch on the way, and that's down and away. Ball four. He will draw some walks. That's his 46th of the year. Kyle McCann has hit home runs in three consecutive games. Now, he didn't play on Sunday, but he homered Friday, twice on Saturday, and homered yesterday as well. So there were a couple of games between, or a couple of days between the games, but he has homered in three straight games. It is the third time this season he has homered in at least three consecutive games. Now here's J.J. Schwarz. Right-handed hitter takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. J.J. at 310, five homers and 25 driven in. Facing a former high school quarterback in the state of North Carolina, Blake Walston. Talented arm any way you look at it. One ball and no strikes. Pitch is bounced foul. The count is one ball and one strike. Blake is 6'5". He's only about 175, so he's going to get bigger and stronger as he gets older. He is only 20 years of age. I have a couple of guys in this game who are high prospects and just 20. Tyler Soderstrom being the other. Rockhounds catcher. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Ball and two strikes with one on and two men down to the first. No score. So Blake Walston, again, he had an outing five starts ago. San Antonio just absolutely got to him. And it was a game at Hodgetown. And, you know, that ballpark, if you're familiar with it, you get it going there. And, boy, it's hard to slow it down if you're a pitcher. Here's the 1-2. Drops down low for a ball, 2-2. And, boy, the Mission's got it going and just didn't look back. They got 12 hits and 3 and a third, scored 10 runs. But to his credit, and again, at age 20, he just kind of reset the jaw, if you will, and his last four, he has really been good. Again, at age 20, you're holding your own at Double A. You're doing just fine. 2-2 pitch is just high, and Blake thought he had a strikeout. Three balls, two strikes to count. So Kyle McCann will run with the pitch. A little bit of sun breaking through and up now that we actually have the shadow. Home plate is in shadows. Pitcher's mound in sunlight, slightly veiled. 3-2 pitch. J.J. swings, fouls it away, and we'll do it again on a full count. Blake Walston, overall, 87 hits in 72 innings, so that number is a bit high. But has about a 2.5, almost 3-to-1 ratio. Struck out better than a batter per inning, 81 Ks in those 72 innings. Makes his 16th appearance all as a starter. Here's the 3-2 a second time. This ball looped foul, right field side, heading for the grass berm. Nobody down there tonight. That's a souvenir waiting to be had. There we go. Young man was, he was hanging around down there. That's a wise kid. Get himself a baseball easily that time. 3-2, a third time coming to J.J. Walston sets. Kyle McCann, he's going to wear himself out, running on 3-2 pitches. Set, runner goes, pitch is swung on and ripped, but gloved by the shortstop Alexander. A line shot, Blaze handled it, backhanded catch for the out. So Schwarz loosened the seams on the baseball, but it is caught by the Sidepoodle shortstop. And both teams come up scoreless here in the first. No runs or hits, one walk and one man left on base. After one, Amarillo and the Rockhounds going at it. Our Village Car Wash score, a nothing-nothing tie.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. you're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Top of the second and the middle of the Sod Poodles order. Tristan English will lead it off. Right-handed hitter, then Blaze Alexander. And Robbie Enriquez in that 29 game on base streak he has worked in. Tristan English stands in, and Ryan Cusick's first pitch backs up a little high and tight for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Tristan, 275, playing in 38 games. Can join the Sod Poodles right about midway through this season. Ryan Cusick, big right-hander, delivers a swing and a foul straight back. Again, that was in 94. Fastball easily sits in the mid to even upper 90s. And again, Ryan has been clocked in his career at 102. Been gone a while, though, so I imagine mid to upper 90s is what we might see as we have a little bit. Boy, pitch way up and in. That was a breaking pitch that slipped off the fingertips, but that's still 84 miles an hour of baseball coming at you. Mentioned the last time to the mound for the Rockhounds was June 2nd at Amarillo. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, and boy, that was filthy. Fastball down with some run and sink on it. Swinging strike two to English. Two balls, two strikes. And like his counterpart, Blake Walston, he's had some games in which he has given up a bunch. 2-2 pitch, and that's sent foul right side out of play. Yeah, an 8.13 ERA. One of the teams that was toughest on Ryan, in fact, was May 4th up at Hodgetown when the Sod Poodles got 10 hits, 8 runs in just 3 innings against the right-hander. Two balls and two strikes, second time. Breaking pitch, line drive, left side, base hit. Pitch stayed up a little bit when English just stayed back on it and drove it. Line drive, base hit, first of the game for either team. Leadoff single here in the second. For Tristan English, I beg your pardon. Here is Blaze Alexander. They're just ball clubs and ball players, I should say, that as you travel the Texas League, they're really enjoyable to watch. And Blaze Alexander is one of those guys, has just a tremendous arm at shortstop. He's having a very good all-around year, 297 average. Spent a little time in the IL. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's 11 home runs, 33 driven in. Alexander, who is from Cape Coral, Florida, went to the IMG Academy in Bradenton, which has produced, of course, as is the design, a lot of good players. This is a basketball to third base, and it's knocked down by Gellup. He'll retrieve, he'll throw to first base, and we'll get him by a step. Zach, looking to second base, might have glanced that way. That was not an easy ball to handle. He stays with it, gets Alexander. So Blaze is out 5-3, and it takes basically the place of a sacrifice. It'll move Tristan English into scoring position. And now here is Robbie Enriquez. Left-handed hitter, and he has been outstanding in his 51 games for the Sod Poodles, hitting .350. Has nearly 200 at-bats. That's good sample size. Pitch a called strike at the knees, inside edge, 0-1. Boy, 96 down and in from Cusick. Robbie, 5 home runs, 41 driven in. Runner in scoring position. No score. One man down, top of the second inning. Cusick comes set, delivers to Enriquez, sent right back up the middle. It's going to be handled by Davidson behind the bag. Throws to first for the out. So English advances on the bouncing ball out to shortstop. Had Enriquez shaded up the middle, and that's right where the ball was hit. So for Logan, he was right there waiting for it. And now here's Juan Centeno. Juan has played for 6 different big league clubs in his career. Astros and Rangers, by the way, are among them. Native of Puerto Rico, 32 years of age. And again, in his minor league career, he had one game, which he had 6 RBIs. Last night was his second high with 5. Takes a strike of the knees, outside edge. Again, 96. Second time Cusick has thrown that pitch here in this inning. Runner at third, 2 men down. Brian looks in, has the sign from Tyler Soderstrom. It's pretty good battery of high prospects. The 0-1 pitch swung on it, fouled away. A quick 0-2 count to Centeno. Brian Cusick is 6'6". He's 235 out of Sudbury, Mass. Came over in the trade from the Atlanta Braves, the Matt Olson. Matt Olson trade, former Rockhound, of course. 0-2 stretch. Right-hander sets, delivers. This ball is ripped to right field. The back is Selman. He's got it. Boy, a line shot by Centeno. But this time it is caught. Boy, that was an 0-2 pitch, and he really got it. But sent it right at Shane Selman, who makes the catch. So a leadoff single goes by the boards. No runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left on. So it is baseball for a Tuesday evening, Texas League style. Our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash. And our score through 1.5, Hounds nothing, Sod Poodles nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Last of the second, and Logan Davidson will lead it off. Tyler Soderstrom and Marty Bettina will follow. Field back into shadows. We've got a pretty good cloud cover going. Again, about a 90-degree evening or so. A little bit of breeze, right to left and slightly inward. Pitch by Blake Walston stays up and in. Ball one to Logan. Got a base hit his first time up last night and broke a rough stretch off of the road. Switch hitter batting from the right side. It's outside and high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Logan's still at 253. 13 home runs and 48 driven in. Walston with a stretch. 2-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Mentioned Blake Walston had that just really rough start against San Antonio at Amarillo 5 starts ago. And since then, after giving up 12 hits and 10 runs in 3 innings, give you his numbers. 2-1 pitch, that'll get there. Strike on the outside edge, 2-2. And you really tipped your cap to him again. He's 20 years of age, and he really got rocked around, as will happen. Since then, 14 hits in 21 and two-thirds innings coming in. Pitch to Logan, swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. Oh, and that's kind of been the M.O. of late, so Logan becomes a second strikeout victim. And in fact, an inning and a third now in this ball game. So in his last 23 innings precisely, Blake Walston has given up 14 hits. He has 10 walks and 33 strikeouts in that stretch, all following that loss to San Antonio. He fires just low to Tyler. Soderstrom, left-handed hitter. His second double-A home run last night, 2-run homer. Blake Walston's ERA in his last 4 games is 2.5. Here's a swing and a line drive right side, base hit. Got it in the wheelhouse a little bit, and Tyler turned on that and drove it into right field. A base hit for Tyler Soderstrom. He's one of those guys, and again, that was a matchup right there. Two guys who are both 20 years old and playing at double-A. Blake has been here all year. Tyler just very recently promoted the start of August from Advanced A Lansing. One on and one man down. Here's Marty Bettina. Marty at 230. takes just off the outside corner, ball one, one ball and no strikes. Blake Walston is from Wilmington, North Carolina. Drafted out of high school by the Diamondbacks. Stretch and pitch, and that will miss outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And fastball, low 90s, low to mid-90s, and can reach back for a little extra when he needs to. Outstanding curveball. Has a four-pitch arsenal, does the left-hander. Former high school QB, as we said. Swinging, this ball is hit high in the air to left field by Marty McKenna. That is high. That is deep. Got a chance. More than a chance. Gone. Two-run sidewalk souvenir. Rockhounds have now scored 9 runs in this series, and they have all come on the long ball. That is Marty's 6th of the year. RBI's 23 and 24. Tyler Soderstrom will touch the dish. And now here comes Marty, and he will touch it for a 2-run home run. Boy, and that was, ball got way up there, and that is basically against the wind. The wind is not overly strong, but you can feel it. The flags are fully unfurled, so there is some wind out there, and in fact, it's picking up a little bit even as we speak. So the Rockhounds lead it 2-0, and a big swing and a foul tip off the bat of Shane Selman, 0-1. Hounds scored 7 runs last night, hit it on 3 home runs. And they have a 2-run home run in this game. Good breaking pitch. Nice off-speed delivery for a strike. And a big curveball. And with great command with a quick 0-2 count to Shane. Well, just when I say the wind is in evidence, it has really picked up. And I mean in the last minute. 0-2 pitch. Tempted, didn't go, down and in. 1-2. As Brian Mitchell, our head groundskeeper, did talk to our home plate umpire and crew chief, Trevor Daniger, and also to the Amarillo dugout. Don't know that we might not have some weather on the way. 1-2 pitch and a big swing and a miss. And Shane out on strikes. So Walston comes right back. It's his 3rd strike out of the game, 2nd of the inning. As we said last night, now my home is Seattle, my original home. Been here a long, long time. But I'm actually from Seattle. You can smell rain, and it smells like rain. So things might be changing. That might have been what Brian was conversing about. Pitch up high for a ball to Devin Foyle, left-handed hitter. He's the left fielder. 261. Somewhat limited duty. Couple of home runs and 20 driven in. Spent some time in the IL. Swinging a pop foul. That'll get well out of play. And that wind will be out. That wind is pushing now. Well, it gets well out of here. 1-1. Had some raindrops in last night's game. Again, nothing to slow the game down. Got a little layer of moisture on the infield, that was about it, or on the field. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. So it's got to have been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Walston in this inning. He struck out Logan Davidson, gave up the single to Tyler Soderstrom. The towering fly ball home run to Marty McKenna came right back and struck out Shane Selman. And he's 1-2 to Devin Foyle. 1-2 pitch, just down low, 2-2. And not missed by too much with that pitch. Base is empty, 2 men down, Hounds on top. If I did not say, Marty McKenna with his 6th home run. His pitch misses, and the count goes full now to Devin. 3-2. And Devin Foyle, University of Kansas product. In a lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the 3-2 stretch and pitch, and that ball is sliced foul out of play left side. Do it again on 3-2. Devin spent all of last year with the Rockhounds. Again, went to KU, makes his home in Arizona. In Fountain Hills. Here's the 3-2 second time, and a ball hard hit, right side, clean base hit, Devin Boyle. Good at bat. Make a big turn at first base over there is D'Alessandro. He do not try his arm. We haven't seen him much out there, but from what I've been told by folks I trust, Nick D'Alessandro has a very good arm. Base hit to right field by Devin Foyle. 3rd hit for the Rockhounds all in this inning. And now the top of the order, Michael Goldberg. A little bit of sun breaking through again. That shadow creeping up the upslope of the mound and up past first base. Swinging a pop-up that will get into the seats about halfway up in the seating area, right side. 0-1 to count. So home plate in shadows and just right up past the first baseman Cedeno, base runner Devin Foyle. We have our first base umpire, who is Pete Talkington. 0-1 stretch and pitch to Goldberg, little looper, and that'll be handled by Cedeno in foul ground near the first base coaching box. Little looper handled easily by Cedeno. Inning is over. But the Rockhounds get a couple of runs on the Marty Bikina with a towering two-run home run. Two innings complete. Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top, 2-0.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Ryan Cusick will face Nick D'Alessandro, Drew Stankiewicz, and then back to the top of the Amarillo order for Jorge Barroza here in the third inning. Well, the sun coming and going almost as quickly as you can say it. Field back into almost completely in shadows, just some very, very veiled sunlight. This is a time of the ball game when you have the clear blue skies during the summertime, when the area between the pitcher's mound and home plate shadows really get to be a bit of a factor this time of the evening, but not at the moment. Nick D'Alessandro, the batter, 284 is the average. Slender right-handed hitter with really good speed and tremendous base running instincts. He's 28 out of 31. Stole one last night. Takes up high as the right-handed hitter. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. One home run, 29 driven in. Catcher and outfielder. One ball, no strike pitch by Cusick, and that's fouled back, and the count, one ball and one strike. And Nick, not a real big guy. He's 6'1", 175, but again, catcher is probably his primary position, although there are a lot of great things about him in the outfield. Swinging a pop foul out of play right side, and the count goes one ball and two strikes. Well, last night's ball game, Amarillo getting back to 500 for the second half. They are 20-20, just 5 games behind the Hounds. Frisco just 2 games out. Swinging a foul straight back, 1-2. These teams playing through Sunday, and it is the last meeting of the season. It's strange scheduling. Rockhounds and Frisco played in the middle of July. Do not play again. 1-2 pitch, and that's outside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. You would think, again, with division opponents in what is just a 10-team league, that you'd like to have a little better balance in terms of the divisional schedule. Hounds have only 3 series against Frisco. Swinging a pop foul out of play. Count stays 2-2. Of course, these teams have played a pair of the 3-game series, the short series that start the season back in April and then right after the All-Star break. Played 2 additional 6-gamers in Amarillo and this one here. Pitch just down and away. 3-2. Again, this is not a guy you want to walk in Nick D'Alessandro. It's cliche, but it's cliche because it's probably true. If you walk him, he'll turn it into a double. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cusick peers in, has the sign. 3-2 pitch, ball hit in the air to center field. Not deep. Goldberg coming on, and he will make the catch. Inside-out swing, so the ball was tailing a little bit, and then the wind caught it. So Michael, it looked like, had to make about 97 mental adjustments on that, but he handles it with ease. So one man down, D'Alessandro flies out to center, and here is Drew Stankiewicz. Switch hitter at 234. Boy, he's been productive. 13 home runs, 53 driven in. He's third on the team. Ryan Cusick, the right-hander delivery, fastball, boy, just inside at 95, one ball, no strikes. Ryan Overall making his eighth start for the Rockhounds. Is credited with a start despite not throwing a pitch in the game at Amarillo. Bouncing ball foul. It's 1-1. That is the game again. He came out during his initial warm-ups. And it was an oblique injury. And, boy, those are just the word oblique just kind of describes the nature of the injury, really. The 1-1 pitch, it's way outside for a ball, 2-1. Be something that can cost you a few days or, boy, a few weeks. And again, for Ryan, that was on June the 2nd. Last time he pitched for the Hounds. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Stankiewicz is behind a off-speed pitch. Count is 2-2. Jorge Barrosa waiting on deck. Nobody on and one down in the third inning. Rockhounds on top 2-0 in the Marty Bacchino home run. Wind is a factor. The outfield very shallow against Stankiewicz, but again, the wind blowing in. Pitch down and in, and another full count now, 3-2. Ryan went deep in the count really only once in his first two innings. He went 2-2 to Tristan English plus a foul ball, but here back-to-back full counts. Activity behind him in the bullpen. Pitch down low, ball 4, so Stankiewicz will draw a walk. And as we said last night, didn't expect Ryan to go very deep in this game. He made the start in the Arizona Complex League. Again, that was a very short one as well. It went 2 innings is all. Into his third inning here, there is activity. Rockhounds had to utilize the bullpen a bit last night, so with Luis Medina's early exit, and the bullpen will be relied on in this series, it appears, certainly early on in it. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. And most likely it is pitches that Chris Smith and Bobby Crosby are counting, not necessarily innings for Ryan Cusick. I'm sure it'll be pretty specific. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Little check swing roller. Didn't mean to. And Barrosa will foul it away. Jorge flew out to left field to start the ball game. Barrosa, a guy who profiles as maybe a fourth outfielder at the major league level. He does a lot of things well, and defense is just outstanding. He's a tremendous center fielder. And, boy, the Diamondbacks have some tremendous young talent in terms of outfielders. Bouncing ball handled. Wow, first base coach made that pretty sharply hit ball. First base coach made the barehanded catch. 1-2. Bravery. It was Corbin Carroll, who opened the year with the Sod Poodles. My goodness, what a tremendous talent he is. Drew Jones, who is injured, but Andrew Jones' son. Well, he hasn't. Going to throw it a first out. Boy, not a good throw at all, but it's handled by Kyle McCann on a hop, so that ball would get tossed out of play. Drew Jones was injured, I believe it was batting practice before the season began, but he's still rated the number 2 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization versus Carroll, number 1, and boy, he's top 5 in all of baseball as the now former Sod Poodle. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him, fastball up at 95. So Barrosa out on strikes. 1-2. Here's Eduardo Diaz. 1-1 for Ryan Cusick. Boy, Diamondbacks also have Alec Thomas. A really impressive player when we had a chance to watch him. Diaz takes way outside for a ball. Backhanded by Tyler Soderstrom. 1-0 to count. Leandro Cedeno waiting on deck. So this is a big batter when you just focus and got to isolate this moment in time in the game. You want Cedeno leading off the fourth and not batting here with men on or with damage already having been done. 1-0 pitch. Hearted ball to shortstop. That's handled by Davidson. Backhanded flip to second. Bacchino covers for the out. The inning is over. That was sharply hit, but Logan there to make the play. So it's no runs or hits, 1 walk, and 1 man left on base. Probably the end of the ball game for Ryan Cusick. We will see, but if so, I think that is a very satisfactory return to action for the big, strong right-hander. We'll go to the bottom half of the third. Village Car Wash score of our game, the Rockhounds 2 and Amarillo nothing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hilliard IT Solutions trivia tonight. Not going to make you come up with an answer, but if your favorite team, whatever that team might be, especially in baseball, but your favorite team in general, if your favorite team is struggling, we will make you feel better. I promise, or at least you can commiserate with a team that had some strange stuff going. It's been a while ago, but I think you get a kick out of a team in the state of Massachusetts that, well, went through the ringer a little bit. We'll tell you about that shortly. Zach Geloff leads it off. We'll go to the bottom half of the third. Zach, then Kyle McCann and J.J. Schwarz to face left-hander Blake Walston. Fires down and in for ball one, 1-0. Yeah, fastball at 90 down and in around the shoe tops. Zach Geloff bounced out to second, his first time up. Right-handed hitter waggling that bat a little bit. Takes good breaking pitch. Called strike. One ball and one strike to count. Vincent Zach went 3-for-4 plus a walk in last night's game. Bumping that batting average up to 300. Takes down in and Edmund careens back to the screen. Two balls and one strike to Zach. Nine home runs in his ninth of the year last night. 46 runs driven in. Top five prospect in the A's organization. I was glancing today. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Just down low, ball three. The MLB Pipeline, that is the Prospect Watch on Major League Baseball's official site, and Zach has cracked the top 100 prospects in the game. That's pretty rarefied air. Bouncing ball, foul, the chopper at the plate, 3-2. And you have 30 ball clubs, and you're talking about basically on average what the top three from each team. Or better, top 100 prospects in all of baseball, and Zach is on that list. First full pro season. 3-2 pitch, high in the air, shallow right center field, drifting over is D'Alessandro. It's going to be Nick. Boy, the wind really took it. That ball's got to, well, it's not going to drop. D'Alessandro had to really turn it on to get there. That wind is a real factor. I mentioned Michael Goldberg not long ago with an inside-out swing trying to hit that baseball. Oh, it was D'Alessandro. In fact, it was Nick who hit that, and now he makes a catch in the same type of circumstance with the wind really taking that ball. So Geloff flies out shallow right field. D'Alessandro makes a nice reaction to get there. West Texas wind a factor in this game. Here's Kyle McCann. Walked his first time up, did Kyle. Takes up and in for a ball here. One ball, no strikes. With the base on balls, Kyle now on base in 22 of his last 23 and in 50 of his last 54 games. Delivery swung on and missed. I jinxed him beautifully there. One ball and one strike to count. Went 1-for-5 last night. Homered his first time up. He'll finish 1-for-5 with a two-run home run, three strikeouts. Swings and sends one foul out of play left side. They count 1-2. Bottom of the third inning. Field has stayed in shadows now for a while. And again, that wind has picked up. 10 miles an hour plus. And it has blown a couple of baseballs around. Pitch got him, called third strike outside corner. Boy, Kyle was in some disbelief right there. And that was a borderline pitch. Just got the outside corner, just at the knees. And some good movement on it, too. So call goes the pitcher's way here. Good pitch by Walston as he rings up Kyle McCann. Now here's J.J. Schwarz. 0-for-1, but he really ripped the ball. Hit a line drive that shortstop Blaze Alexander handle to end the first inning. Ground ball is that knocked down by Walston. He will retrieve. Backhanded flip to first for the out. What a nifty play by Blake Walston. That ball was hard hit. J.J.'s 0 for 2, and you don't often say he hit the ball hard bouncing out to the pitcher, but he sure did. That was a line drive up the middle. It was knocked down. Rockhounds, I do believe, yep, going to go to the bullpen. Looks like Michael Danielak from here. I will confirm that in a couple of moments. But a successful return to be sure for Ryan Cusick. We'll give you his numbers and our game summary coming up. After 3, Village Car Wash score of our game. Rockhounds 2 and the Amarillo Sod Poodles nothing.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Rockhounds lead it 2-0. Oh, I've got a baseball umbrella out. Oh, there's a Rockhounds umbrellas, I think. Yeah, I'll be darned. So we've got an umbrella or two out. Don't see any rain, but maybe somebody is doing a little predictor right there. By the way, just mind like a steel trap. I made myself a note today. A physical note regarding the bullpen. Because the Rockhounds, again, have had a couple of promotions. The A's have promoted Ty Dameron and Hogan Harris to AAA Las Vegas. And before that, there were nine guys on the pitching staff with starting experience, and one of them is Jeff Criswell. And it is Jeff who comes in. It's not Michael Danielak. But I made myself a note to remind myself that Jeff is pretty much now in the bullpen. This will be a piggyback-type start. He faces Leandro Cedeno. First pitch is fouled away, and it's 0-1. Now, at least for right now, Jeff, and in fact, he was listed on Bobby Crosby's lineup card as being in the bullpen. So I made myself a note to remind myself of it, and then he jogs in, and I'm mistaking him for Michael Danielak. See? Mind like a steel trap. Swinging a foul out of play. Quick 0-2 count to Cedeno. Ball game at the top half of the fourth. Amarillo, no runs on a base hit. Rockhounds, 2 runs on 3 hits. The game errorless. Each team has left 2 men on base. Marty Bikina, a 2-run home run, and that's the difference in the contest. 0-2 to Cedeno. Popped a short his first time. Makes a fastball up high from Jeff Criswell. 1-2. For Ryan Cusick, mission accomplished in his return. Didn't expect him to go deep. He goes 3 innings. No runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 K. 1-2 pitch, Criswell, bouncing ball back up the middle. Marty Bikina to the shortstop side of the bag, makes the play and the throw a little low, backhanded by Kyle. Out is recorded, 4-3 goes the putout. Cedeno retired, 1 out here in the fourth inning. Jeff Criswell will make his 9th appearance, his 2nd as a reliever. Just a tinch over a hit per inning, including that out. He has 40 innings, 42 hits, 16 walks, and 38 strikeouts. Rated a top 15 prospect for the A's is the right-hander. Criswell now to face Tristan English. First pitch sails high for a ball, 1-0. Jeff, University of Michigan product, and shares the same hometown with Max Schumann. Max sidelined right now, but is still on the roster. He's expected back this weekend. 1-0 pitch, and that ball lined toward left field, but Foyle, I think, is there. Drifts a bit back and makes the catch. Well-hit ball, handled by Devin Foyle in left field. Tristan English will line out to left. Two men down. Here's Blaze Alexander. Jeff Criswell, in his previous 8 appearances, 2-4, with a very good 3.18 earned run average. He had about a 2.5-to-1 strikeouts to walks ratio. Whip is a little high at 1.46, but not off the charts by any stretch. Blaze Alexander takes a back cut pitch that stays high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Blaze bounced out to third baseman Zach Geloff, his first time up. Straight away in the right-hand box. Just under 300 is Blaze, a 297 swings, fly ball, right center field, well struck. Nobody going to get to it. That ball's going to bounce one time, find the base of the wall in deep right center field. Alexander makes turn for three. Yep, he is going to turn for third base. The throw will be close, but a little bit wide, and a stand-up triple for Blaze Alexander. Well, like I said, this guy, he's really a fun ball player to watch. Now, that, of course, is a relative term, and he went into the bag a little hard. I'm surprised he didn't slide. He's okay, but I'm going to jam that left ankle just a little bit. And when I say fun to watch, Jeff Criswell is not going to agree with that assessment, but at least not at the moment. So a triple, runner at third base, two man down, and here is Robbie Henriquez. Left-handed hitter, he's the DH, bounced to short his first time. Pitch from Criswell right there, called strike on an off-speed pitch, 0-1. Henriquez, 352 batting average. He's playing in just his 52nd game and has 41 driven in, so he's been productive, as well as the high average. 0-1 pitch by Criswell, way up high from Jeff, one ball and one strike is the count. Blaze Alexander with the triple. By the way, Corbin Carroll still leads the Texas League in triples. He's been gone a while at 8 of them. That's a bunch. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a foul straight back. One ball and two strikes. Yeah, you know the guy's swinging the bat well where, you know, you've been gone a month or so or more and you still lead in a cumulative category as triples. Nobody else has more than six. Corbin had 8. Now applying his trade at AAA for the D-backs. One ball, two strikes. Pitched by Criswell. Fastball fouled back. Tried to sneak it by him at 95 and Henriquez fought it off and fouled it off 1-2. Runner at third, two men down. Top of the fourth, Rockhounds lead 2-0 with the Sod Poodles threatening here. Henriquez set to go from the left side. Wheels that bat around a couple of times. Criswell comes set. Jeff with a 1-2 pitch, and that ball is looped foul. Left field side into the seats. Count stays one ball and two strikes. That's in our game summary. I gave you the line score. Remind you that tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, 7 o'clock will be our first pitch. Thirsty Thursday and T-shirts tomorrow. A little double feature for you. Here's the stretch. Criswell's pitch, and that one slipped right off the fingertips. Up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Rockhounds backpacks on Friday night for the first 1,000 fans, and on Saturday, fireworks for everybody. And we'll wrap up this stay-at-home, a six-game homestand. Hounds and the Sod Poodles Sunday at 2. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and he got him in the outside corner. Boy, a backdoor pitch that just got there. And Henriquez out on strikes, boy. Each pitcher, in fact, the same type of call that Blake Walston got not long ago, I think, against Kyle McCann. Pitch just got there, just found the zone. So no runs on a two-out triple. No errors, and a man is left at third. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Tell you the tale of an interesting team in Massachusetts when we return. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, and the Sod Poodles nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends, and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. Well, how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Blake Walston continues his warm-up tosses a couple of times in this game. One, he ended the second inning lining out to right field. He's the catcher, and he was on deck just a couple of moments ago. So he's getting his gear on, and nobody else came out to help Blake warm up. Man, come on, guys. Let's have a volunteer. Well, Blake is now suitably warm and ready to go, and we go to the bottom half of the fourth, and Logan Davidson leads it off. Strikeout victim his first time around. Rockhounds lead it 2-0. Marty McKenna, two-run home run. Logan from the right side swings at the first pitch. It's a fly ball to center field, not deep at all, and coming on and making up the ground up there is Barossa. Won't sneak much past Jorge, even with a little pop-up and some breeze blowing. He is just a slick, slick defender. Pop to center, one man down for Tyler Soderstrom. Singled and scored his first time up. There was a league a long time ago, and it was the New England League. And it was an affiliated league for the most part. Pitch a good breaking ball off speed for a strike, 0-1. In 1947, the New England League had eight teams, and six of them had major league affiliations. A couple of them didn't. Here's the 0-1. Good backup pitch. Boy, back-to-back good off-speed pitches to Soderstrom. Quick 0-2 count. And Walston really has a nice touch with the breaking pitch. Sodpoodle's playing Tyler to pull. Check swing, did he go? Yep, he went around. Boy, a three-pitch whiff. So a battle of 20-year-old prospects, and Blake Walston wins that emphatically so with his fifth strikeout of the ballgame. Just one walk, just two runs on three hits. Here is Marty McKenna. And he is the difference in this game. Sixth home run of the season, and he launched it over the left field wall. One of the teams in the New England League all those years ago, and the year isn't important, it's what they went through, called strike outside corner. Boy, Walston just throwing nothing but strikes. He got Logan Davidson to fly out on the first pitch of the inning. Three-pitch strike out of Tyler. And now 0-1 to Marty, and he takes down low for a ball. They appeal. Check swing. Didn't go. 1-1. A team was in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and they called themselves the Millionaires, the Lawrence Millionaires of the New England League in 1947. 1-1 pitch, sliced foul, out of play. Well, they weren't real good on the field. Again, they didn't have an affiliation, and maybe that was part of it, but they weren't really playing very well, and they weren't drawing in Lawrence. So the Millionaires actually moved in the season. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball to shortstop. Picked by Alexander, who's that arm, and boy, easy throw there. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the second consecutive inning. Walston is now retired the last seven that he has faced. So we will tell you the travails of the Lawrence Millionaires, and we'll go to the top half of the fifth. After four complete, Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top, 2-0.
TV, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Top of the fifth, Jeff Criswell back to pitch. And in this inning, he'll face the bottom third of the Amarillo order. Juan Centeno at the big night last night, Nick D'Alessandro, and Drew Stankiewicz. Telling you the tale of the New England League, 1947 Lawrence Millionaires. When last we left them, they were struggling on the diamond, and apparently folks were noticing because they were not showing up in droves. What did Yogi say? If people don't want to come to the ballpark, you can't stop them. So the Lawrence, Massachusetts millionaires got a whole new lease on their baseball life. They moved from Lawrence to Lowell, Massachusetts, and the millionaires became the orphans in more ways than one. For one thing, the Lawrence millionaires, when they moved, were bankrupt, which is an ironic twist. Here's Juan Centeno. Bouncing ball foul. He lined out sharply. He really ripped the ball to right field, but Shane Selman was able to make the play that ended the second inning. Juan, left-handed hitter at 315. Criswell with the leg kick and the pitch. Looked to the back door. Missed wide. Ball one. One ball, one strike. So the Lawrence millionaires were now bankrupt and have now become the Lowell orphans. And there you go. Doesn't get much worse than that. Well, yeah, it does. Here's the 1-1 pitch, back door, just wide again. Looked for the same spot twice, just missed, 2-1. At one point, the now orphans in Lowell, Massachusetts, lost 20 consecutive games. That's just no fun whatsoever. Here's the 2-1. Just high, ball three, 3-1 to Centeno, leading off the fifth inning, 2-0 Rockhounds. And on this very date, August the 17th, 1947, the Lowell Orphans played a doubleheader at home at Lowell, Massachusetts at Alumni Field. 3-1 pitch. Looped foul out of play. Good pitch by Criswell. 93-mile-an-hour fastball that jammed Centeno a bit. Count goes full 3-2 to the Sod Poodles catcher. Now they played a doubleheader on this date. You know, going to turn things around, right? Nope. Here's the 3-ball, 2-strike pitch, and a swing and a miss, and he got him with an off-speed pitch. So Centeno got down to the count 0-2, ran it full, and Criswell comes back for his second consecutive strikeout, one down in the fifth, and here's Nick D'Alessandro. Flew out to center his first time. That doubleheader that the Lowell Orphans played on this date drew didn't draw a lot of people, I think, is what we're trying to get to here. The pitch by Criswell up high with a fastball, 1-0. 85 people showed up, 85 of them. That's an average of 42.5 a game, I guess, the double dip drew. 85 people in the stands. Here's the 1-0. Check swing and a miss, actually. It sounded like it might have been a foul tip. 1-ball, 1-strike to D'Alessandro. Nick, right-handed hitter, at 284. So it doesn't get any worse than, well, yes, it does. Yeah, still got worse. Here's the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. Inside for a ball. It's 2-1. As I mentioned, the team, the former millionaires, now the orphans, formerly in Lawrence, then in Lowell, were not only bankrupt, they weren't drawing, and the city of Lowell evicted them. 2-1 pitch. Boy, that just missed down and away. 3-1. Crowd grumbling a little bit. Don't know if the dugout did. Close pitch, just missed. 3-1. And again, D'Alessandro, just not a guy you want to walk. Chances are he'll make you pay for it. 3-1 stretch, right-hander delivers, and that's high, ball four. Well, what did Rodney Dangerfield say in the movie Caddyshack? Play your bets, is D'Alessandro running. I'm going to put my chip on the and, on the yes. 28 out of 31 is Nick on the base paths, and right-hander on the mound. Now, the city of Lowell, shortly after those 85 people showed up for the doubleheader, evicted the Lowell Orphans. They finished the season on the road, no home games. And he goes in the very first pitch. It's up high for a ball. Here's a throw by Soderstrom. Well, that's got a chance, but it dribbles away. Short hop, throw deflected off the glove of Davidson, backed up by Marty Bikina. 29 out of 32 for D'Alessandro. Good, strong, low throw by Tyler, but it just short hopped a bit. Don't know that they would have gotten him anyway. So a stolen base. And again, that's where cliches come from. Turns a walk into a double for all intents and purposes. One on, one out. 1-0 to Drew Stankiewicz. Dancing off the bag is D'Alessandro. Pitch gets there. Called strike. And ran the off-speed pitch in over the inside edge. Boy, Nick really active off second base on that pitch just as Criswell looked his way. Left-handed hitter up there makes it a little tougher to steal third, if that's indeed what he has in mind. And a bluff move. Criswell does not throw, but chases D'Alessandro back to the bag. One on, one out. Top of the fifth inning. Rockhounds lead 2-0. Well, a final note on the Lawrence millionaires who became the Lowell orphans were bankrupt and evicted. Great season, huh? Here's the 1-1 pitch. Boy, that's Gans just low, 94 with a fastball, just missed down 2-1. Yeah, they finished the season on the road. They didn't have a home anymore. They went 40-84, finished 46 games out of first place. The Lynn Red Sox won the league title. 2-1. Pitch way in, and that's going to get back to the screen. So that's 3 and a wild pitch. The runner at third. And now with one man down, see what the infield will do. That's interesting. Marty Bikina is playing back. Everybody else is playing up. Oh, interesting here. Now I think they're going to back off a little bit. Yep, everybody going to play in at the corners and up at second and short. Playing back, I should say. Pinching in at the corners. There we go. Pitch from Criswell. That ball lined into left field and drifting back is Foyle to make the catch. But D'Alessandro, I think, will score with ease. And he does indeed. Boy, that base on balls turns into a run. Boy, D'Alessandro really, really runs well. Sacrifice fly for Drew Stankiewicz. In the score is Nick D'Alessandro. And it's a 2-1 ball game. Boy, that was a well-Frankenstein run. And a well-hit ball, by the way, from Stankiewicz. Sacrifice fly on a line drive to left field. So a walk, a steal, a wild pitch, and a sack fly. So a 2-1 game, runs coming by drastically different methods. Here is Jorge Barroza, takes a strike down the middle, 0-1. Barroza has flown to left and struck out swinging. Switch hitter is 0-2, 0-1 pitch. To the back door, got there, good breaking pitch. Called strike, quick 0-2 count. And Barroza will ask for time here. Base is empty now with two men down. The run across, and here's the 0-2 pitch by Criswell, way up high for a ball from Jeff. Count goes 1-1, -1-2. 1-2. Play him to pull, solidly so. First baseman Kyle McCann almost in a no-doubles defense against Barroza. And the pitch, oh boy, dropped it there. That got Tyler Soderstrom. Ouch. Boy, ball bounced up there, and boy, you know that got him. Home plate umpires Trevor Daniger, our crew chief, going to walk that baseball all the way out to the mound. That one really got Tyler. Boy, the life of a catcher, huh? Trevor Daniger behind home plate. He's from Maplewood, Missouri, is the crew chief of this group. Pete Talkington is from Bellevue, Nebraska. He is at first base. And Ty Krause from Glendale, Arizona, our third base umpire. Well, Trevor will now dust off home plate, which didn't need it at all, so probably kick a little dirt on there and brush it off, and just giving the catcher time to catch his breath, figuratively or otherwise. Here's the 2-2 pitch, blown away for a ball, 3-2. Second time in this inning, an 0-2 count has turned into a full count. He did get one Centeno on strikes after the first of those occurrences here in the fifth. Barroza waits, 3-2 pitch, tying away, ball 4. So an 0-2 pitch, 0-2 count, rather, becomes a base on balls. So second walk issued now, and it's one on with two down. Tying run is on base, and here's Eduardo Diaz. And Diaz, an excellent run producer with 64 runs driven in. And Chris Smith, again, going to jog out for a visit here. So Jeff Criswell with an up and down inning here again, pitching out of the bullpen. Rockhounds have added very recently Austin Briggs back to the bullpen, the only left-hander in the bullpen. And just because of comings and goings, we mentioned the Hounds not long ago had 9 pitchers on the staff who were at least part-time, if not basically full-time starters. So we saw some piggyback starts, etc., but Ty Dameron and Hogan Harris, both left-handers, by the way, are now up at AAA. So Jeff Criswell remains in the bullpen. Matt Milburn has been filling that type of role, giving extended innings out of the pen. So now it's one on, it's two down, and here is Eduardo Diaz, right-handed hitter. First pitch from Chris Wall. Get there. Pitching coach strike outside corner, and it's 0-1. Top of the fifth. Rockhounds a two-run home run by Marty Bikina. Sodpoodles manufacturing a run here in the fifth, and now another man on base. 0-1 set. Pitch by Criswell. Fastball ripped. Left side, fair or foul. It is a foul ball. It'll be a foul ball. I thought for a moment Sean Roop was signaling fair. He was just telling his runner to hold up. Boy, Diaz really jumped on that pitch. Got out in front of it just a bit and lined it down the left field line, but foul. So 0-2 the count. Diaz at 273. Again, to go with that excellent production. And a little bit better than that against the Rockhounds, and he has been really productive against the Hounds. He has 16 runs driven in. This is the 20th meeting of the season between the teams, so he's close to an RBI per game in the season series. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Criswell, swung on and missed, he got him. Elevated the fastball to 94, Diaz swings through it, and the inning is over, so a couple of strikeouts in the inning, but then the Sodpoodles manufacturing a run, and they cut the Rockhounds' lead in half. To the bottom of the fifth we go, midway through Wednesday evening baseball, Texas League style, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Amarillo 1.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, but not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun, now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Last half of the fifth, one-run ball game. A little different of the contest than we had last night. Sodpoodles win the opener 10-7. These are, by the way, for average, the top two hitting teams, not only in the Texas League, but also in all of AA. Amarillo is pretty solidly the number one hitting team in AA and in the Texas League. Rockhounds are second behind them. Sodpoodles come in hitting 279 as a team, down to 270. And, of course, home runs. Well, Amarillo has a bunch of them, 146. Hounds have 131. That doesn't seem possible when you say it that way. Pitch up high for ball one as Shane Selman leads it off. Shane, the strikeout victim, his first time up. Right-handed hitter. He'll be followed by Devin Foyle. And the top of the order, Michael Goldberg. Blake Walston back to the mound. And a swing and a miss. Pitch down and in. Shane at 216, 11 home runs, 39 driven in. Right-handed hitter straight away in the box. Pitch from Walston just drops low, and the count goes 2-1. Walston in the ballgame, 2 runs on 3 base hits. 2 of them coming back-to-back in a swing and a miss on a pitch down toward the dirt, 2-2. Tyler Soderstrom singled with one man down in the second inning, and on a 2-0 pitch, Marty Bikina launched one out of here. I mentioned the Rockhounds' last 9 runs have come on home runs. Left-hander with the delivery, the 2-2, just down and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Walston, pretty easy motion. And tall left-hander, he's 6'5", 175. 3-2 pitch, back door, swing and a miss, got him. Boy, again, off-speed pitch, and Walston has really had a nice touch for the off-speed stuff in this ballgame. His 6th strikeout against just 1 walk, and again, the 2 runs on 3 hits. Here's Devin Foyle. He has the other Rockhound hit, all 3 coming in the second inning. Devin with a 2-out single. Lefty against lefty here with Michael Goldberg on deck. Pass ball strike, knee high outside corner, 0-1 count. Breeze got pretty strong for a while in the second and early, maybe into the third inning. It's back off a bit now, but still in evidence. Swinging a fly ball foul straight back out of play. Quick 0-2 count to Devin. Since giving up the base hit to Devin Foyle in the second inning, and Devin is the number nine hitter, went back to the top of the order, of course, and he has retired eight in a row now, has Walston. Here's the 0-2. This ball hit high in the air left field. Over is Diaz near the line, foul ground. He reaches but cannot make the play. That's a really tough play. There's a significant amount of foul ground down there, but the breeze is also pushing a little bit, so that ball hit right next to the wall in left field foul territory. 0-2 count with Diaz in pursuit, but not able to haul it in. And Devin will walk back to the dish. Michael Goldberg will hand in the baseball bat. Walston, in fact, retiring eight in a row, three of them by strikes. Again, he's got six whiffs against only one walk in this game. The 0-2 pitch, and that's way up and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes. It is fifth inning of work here, depending on how this inning goes, though, again, it would be his fifth consecutive, very solid, very good start. One ball, two strikes. Breaking ball just down and away. The count is 2-2 to the Hounds left fielder. And appeal, but Ty Krause, the third base umpire, says no. Sod Poodle's playing a little bit the opposite way in the outfield. Left-handed hitter is Devin. Couple of home runs, 20 driven in. 2-2, swings and misses, really chased one away. Another breaking pitch by Walston. So since giving up the single to Devin Foyle in the second, he has now retired the lineup once through. Nine up, nine down since the base hit by Devin. And now here's Michael Goldberg. Michael has struck out swinging and fouled out to first baseman Leandro Cedeno. He batted in the first and second, but now hadn't been up since, and now he's in the fifth. Pop-up, right field side, long run. D'Alessandro, will he get there? Yep, he makes the catch on the move, lost his cap doing it. Well, it's a couple of times in this game. Nick has made a very nice play having to really break for that ball. That was nicely handled. So that is 10 up and 10 down for Walston since he last gave up a base hit. And that's the third consecutive 1-2-3 inning. So we played five. We're at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and after five complete, Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles in game number two of this six-game series between these rivals and our Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Sod Poodles 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Last night it was the bats, and this evening it has mostly been pitching and defense in this game. Rockhounds 2, Amarillo 1, Sod Poodles winning last night at a score of 10-7. Rockhounds scoring 7 runs last night on 3 home runs. They have 2 runs in this game on a 2-run home run by Marty Bikina. Amarillo answering in the fifth inning. They manufactured the run largely due to the wheels of Nick D'Alessandro. So we go to the top of the sixth inning, and here is Leandro Cedeno. Takes a breaking pitch down and away for a ball. Tying run at the plate, and boy, he is more than capable. 24 home runs and 74 driven in. Third time up, and each time the bases have been empty, and that's important with him. Ground ball, clean base hit left side. Boy, he's just a strong kid. Leandro Cedeno with a base hit to left. And it's one man down. Excuse me, one man on, nobody down. That's the second base hit given up by Jeff Criswell. The Sod Poodles scored in the fifth inning without benefit of a base hit. So one on, nobody down for Tristan English. He singled to left field in the second inning and ripped the ball to left field his last time up. He's one for two, but he's hit it well both times. Pitch to English, and dumps that one foul. Maybe off the end of the bat, no balls and a strike. So the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles are 2-1 game. Sod Poodles lead the season series 11-8. The Oil Pan Cup. It's the head-to-head competition over the course of the season. 0-1 stretch by Criswell. Cedeno bluffs a bit, not going. Good breaking pitch got there. It's one of those right off the fingertips, just looked like it was going to arrive, and it did. 0-2 count to English. Tristan at 275 in his 38 games with the Sod Poodles. Pitch at a line score right up to this AB. Pitch just misses, and the count goes one ball and two strikes. Again, the next three evenings at 7 o'clock, including Thirsty Thursday and T-shirts tomorrow. Thanks to our friends at ProFrac for T-shirt night to go with Thirsty Thursday. Man, that's a doubleheader. Here's the 1-2. Well, one game. Pop up right field, not deep. Over is Selman near the line. Shane looking up. Knees got it for the out. Not a step in fair territory. So this time English flies out to the right field line. One man down in the sixth. Amarillo has one run on three base hits. Rockhounds have two runs on three hits. The game has been errorless. Sod Poodles have left four men on base. Rockhounds have stranded two. And Marty Bikina's sixth home run of the year, a two-run home run, bringing home Tyler Soderstrom. But since then, Blake Walston has really been tough. He's retired the last 10 he has faced. Swinging a looper foul off the bat of Blaze Alexander. Alexander bounced to third in the second inning. He tripled in the gap to deep right center field. His last time up, that was a two-out triple in the fourth. And Criswell struck out Robbie Enriquez to end the inning. Not an easy guy to whiff, but he did to get out of that threat, then gave up the run on a walk, a steal, a wild pitch, and a sack fly in the fifth inning. RBI by Drew Stankiewicz. The 0-1 set by the right-hander. Long set. Now Criswell's pitch up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike to Blaze Alexander. 297. The batting average. Blaze, right-handed hitter. Base runner Leandro Cedeno takes the lead, the stretch and pitch, and that ball hit high in the air to deep left field. Going back, and I think that's going to be out of room. That is going to find the base of the wall. That's going to be second and third. Boy, that ball almost got out of here. Might have been just enough wind to keep it in the ballpark, but it found the base of the wall in deep left field. Retrieved there by Foyle, but that is a double for Alexander. He has tripled and now doubled. And the Sod Poodles now have second and third with one man down. Well-struck ball. Cedeno had to hold for just a moment to see if the ball might be caught. So now it is second and third, one man down. And here is Enriquez with his second opportunity to bring something home for the Sod Poodles. Guy with a .350 batting average. Second and third are the runners. The infield will come in all the way around. Enriquez, left-handed hitter. Cedeno is at third, and Alexander, who runs well, is at second. Pitch high and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And Juan Centeno is on deck. Criswell set, hands at the belt, looks at the runner at third base. Now a quick glance out at second. And the 1-0 pitch takes flight, and a swing and a miss. Fastball foul tipped into the glove of Tyler Soderstrom. Enriquez, left-handed hitter against the right-hander. Jeff Criswell on in relief of Ryan Cusick. Should have mentioned in our game summary, went the first three innings in his return. One ball, one strike. Criswell's pitch swung on, lifted in the air to left field. This is not deep. Anybody going to come on and get it in a sliding effort? Nope, the ball drops. Tie ball game. Pop up into shallow left field. Boy, Criswell's just got to be shaking his head, but Devin Foyle came in. Logan Davidson went out. I think Cedeno read that really well because he wasn't tagging up. He was going about maybe a third of the way. When that ball dropped, he scored with ease. So Enriquez extends his on-base streak to 30 games and does so with a pop-up that drops in shallow left field for a base hit and a game-tying single. And Blaze Alexander, to his credit, gets to third base, and that's important because there's only one man down. So it's first and third, and still only one away. Just a little duck snort, but boy, it got the job done. And it's a 2-2 tie with the Sod Poodles now in business to try to take the lead. And Centeno at the plate, he's one for two. Looks to bunt. Comes up empty, 0-1. Now, no balls in the strike to count. Centeno struck out his last time. He lined the ball to right. Well, it was caught by Shane Selman back in the second inning. First and third, one man down, one run in. Griswold's pitch to Centeno, swung on, lifted high in the air down the left field side. That's going to drift foul and get out of play into the seats. Gentleman tried to make a barehanded catch. Well, didn't make the catch, but the ball didn't get far away, so he's got the souvenir anyway. 0-2 to count. No balls, two strikes to Centeno. So two runs, five hits for the Sod Poodles. Two runs, three hits for the Rockhounds. The Sod Poodles in business here, first and third. RBI, by the way, for Enriquez. He is 42nd in just 52 games. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Criswell up high for a ball, and the count goes 1-2. Centeno comes to the plate hitting 315, came into the game at 315, so the average will have dropped a little bit, but he has 12 home runs. He has 49 driven in. And, of course, a great veteran presence, especially in for the pitching staff. Runner goes in the net from first base. Bouncer foul wide up first. Count is 1-2 again. Base runner is Enriquez. Robbie has six steals. He's been caught four times. Got a very good jump there, but the pitch was fouled away, so he'll come back to first. Feeling that foul ball, but yeah, that went off Juan's foot, so Trevor Daniger will again dust some imaginary or a little bit of light dust off the plate, give Juan a moment to get squared away. One ball, two strikes, first and third, one man down. Low and away the target. Criswell set for delivery, swung on, bounced toward first base, and it's going to be knocked down, but that's going to be just in time. I think at first they get him, and it's an RBI bounce out. Criswell covers the bag, play goes 3-1. But that's an RBI, and Amarillo takes the lead. A little scramble going on there. Enriquez gets to second base. Centeno was out at first, but he'll drive home the go-ahead run doing it. Kyle McCann knocked the ball down, retrieved it. Criswell got to the bag in time. Very close, and it was interesting because Centeno slid into first base. I think that slows you down, but that's one of those, that's a debate for another time. It is 3-2 Sod Poodles with a runner in scoring position for Nick D'Alessandro. So a two-run inning here for Amarillo. Pitch swung on line toward right field. Selman right at him for the out. Boy, that's two of those. The other was Centeno a little while earlier in this game. D'Alessandro ripped that ball, but right at the right fielder. But it's two runs in the inning on three base hits. No errors and one man is left on. So the Sod Poodles have taken over the lead with a two-run top half of the sixth inning of play. At the bottom half of the frame we go. Village Car Wash score. Sod Poodles 3, Rockhounds 2.
Bring Ford into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto-pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
In the last half of the sixth inning, Amarillo now a 3-2 lead. Boy, Mother Nature is in evidence, not very far from the ballpark. And again, Brian Mitchell, our outstanding head groundskeeper, visiting with crew chief Trevor Daniger. And I'm sure they're looking at the radar, et cetera. As you look past the right field wall of this stadium, big old cloud bank. And boy, I mean, the bottom just falling out of those clouds. So I have a feeling that we get dumped on not all that far from here. We go to the last half of the sixth, a one-run lead down for the Sod Poodles, and Zach Geloff will lead it off. Left-hander Blake Walston delivers up and away for a ball. The Sod Poodles have rallied back with six in a row, and boy, quietly or otherwise, Walston has been tremendous. 10 in a row set down to give his team that opportunity. Fires and just missed to Geloff, maybe a bit low and away. Off-speed pitch just off the outside edge, perhaps. Kyle McCann and J.J. Schwartz to follow. 2-3 and 4 in the Hounds' order. Fastball strike. That one gets there. 2-1. Yeah, the breeze has kind of backed off. It is inward what there is, but not quite 10 miles per hour. 2-1 pitch. Hard hit ball, but just foul between the bag and the box on the third base side. And the count will go 2-2. Left fielder Diaz will have to retrieve that ball as it rattled around in the left field corner. Zach Geloff is 0-2. He has bounced to second and flown out to right field in his two trips to the plate. Walston's pitch. Fastball just down and in for a ball. 3-2. Walston, the scouting report, a guy who's got upper rotation possibilities for sure. Just 20 years of age. You know he's going to get bigger and stronger, especially when you reach that major league level, boy, all the things you have available to you. Ground ball to the left side of the infield, the facilities, et cetera. That's going to be handled by Alexander. And if you ground out to the shortstop here or you send a ground ball that way, chances are you're not going to beat the throw. Alexander hits Zach Geloff, so Zach retired. And that is significant because Geloff has a 24-game on-base streak. Well, that is in some serious jeopardy here. He's 0-3. Game in the bottom of the sixth. Now Kyle McCann, 0-1, walking a strikeout. Takes a breaking pitch down and away for a ball. There's Kyle with a streak that is, boy, it's awfully difficult to extend. The 1-0 pitch check swing, did he go? But he might appeal that. I think he went. Yeah, he did. Just kind of flashed the bat, but looks like there might have been enough. That's Centeno, won with a good decision to go ahead and appeal. Got the strike. 1-1 pitch, that's a strike in the knees, and it's 1-2. Cannot throw it much better than that. 92, some great life to it, about knee high. 1-2 count. Walston with a stretch in the 1-2 pitch, and that ball sliced foul out of play. Do it again on 1-2 to Kyle McCann. Kyle at 256 coming into the game. 18th home run of the year coming last night. 52nd run driven in. Walston has the sign delivery, and that's fouled straight back. Pretty good rip on the 1-2 pitch. We'll do it again on a ball and two strikes. Rockhounds and Sod Poodles tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. J.T. Ginn goes for the Hounds. Gets Ross Carver, two right-handers. 1-2 pitch, bouncing ball, foul wide of first base between the bag and the box. Still a 1-2 count to Kyle McCann, left-handed hitting first baseman for the Hounds. Well, by the way, the South Division, if this score holds, South Division is tightening up to say the least. Frisco is leading Corpus Christi. Hooks have really struggled. Frisco leading early 4-0 in that game. Amarillo is the team just behind the Sod Poodles. Or excuse me, well, that was good. Yeah, Amarillo is right behind the Sod Poodles. Maybe in front of them, too. They're right behind Frisco in the South Division standings are the Sod Poodles. Thank you. Two balls and two strikes to count to Kyle McCann. And Walston with a stretch and pitch down and away, ball three, 3-2. If the two scores were to hold, Frisco would be back to within one game, and Amarillo would be within four. And that's far more than screaming distance. That's right there. Three balls, two strikes, pitch on the way from Walston. Ground ball, first base. Cedeno will make the play. He will get to the bag himself. So a lengthy battle, but Walston wins it, and he has just been tremendous. Since giving up the base hit to Devin Foyle, he has now retired 12 in a row. And there's J.J. Schwartz. J.J. is 0 for 2. And if you say he's lined out to short, that'll tell you he hit the ball hard. He bounced out technically to the pitcher, but that was a line drive back up the middle. It was knocked down by Blake Walston. Blake with a pitch to the right-handed hitter, takes down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. J.J. from the right side. Left-hander Walston. Stretching the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, good breaking pitch. Well, he is as advertised with a breaking ball. Into his sixth inning of work, there is activity behind him in the bullpen. The 1-1 pitch got there, called strike knee high, outside corner 1-2. And Walston, one of those guys, you look at the earned run average, you look at it, study it, and then throw it right out at 6 plus. Pitch bounces up there this time. Count 2-2. And especially at age 20, because it's just a case of every time out, developing a little bit, pitching in the upper minors at 20, if you're holding your own, and he is certainly doing that and then some. Pitch way up high and away for a ball here, 3-2. So he's gone full now to each of the three batters he has faced here in the sixth. Bases empty, two men down, one-run ball game. With Amarillo on top, 3-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and that ball is hard hit down the left field side. Base hit. Got in on him a little bit. J.J. really kind of muscled that ball into the left field corner. That'll be a stand-up double for the Rockhounds designated hitter. And that breaks a string of 12 in a row retired by Walston. Two-out double by J.J., and that'll bring up Logan Davidson. So a double down the left field line for J.J. Schwartz, tying run in scoring position. And Logan will be the batter. He has struck out and flown to center. And I think that might be it. Again, just on pitch count would be my guess. Sean Roof will come out. And has not made the point to the bullpen yet. And, yep, now he will. Blake Walston, boy, since San Antonio just, again, really got to him five starts ago. 12 hits and 10 runs in three innings. And boy, I think you have to be impressed with a kid who comes back strong. He's now made five really good starts since that speed bump. He goes 5 2/3 innings in this game. Gives up four base hits, gave up three of them in the second inning. Two runs on the Marty McKenna two-run home run. He walked only one batter. And he struck out seven. He is responsible for J.J. Schwartz on at second base. And Logan Davidson will be the batter here in the bottom of the sixth with a tying run in scoring position. And the Sod Poodles will go to the bullpen. They're wearing their pointy boots uniforms tonight. The numbers are creative. And rather difficult to read. Get a left-hander out of the bullpen. It'll be Mac Lemieux. Just wanted to make sure. The single digits. Sean Roop, for example, in Juan Centeno. Man, he tried to read the uniform numbers. Good luck. But this is Mac Lemieux, the left-hander, out of the bullpen. You don't really see it all that often, but Sean Roop has a 10-man bullpen right now. That is not all that unusual, but he has five right-handers and five left-handers. So, boy, I mean, that's a really nice mix out of the bullpen. Lemieux will inherit a runner in scoring position, and Logan Davidson will be the batter. Rockhounds and Sod Poodles tomorrow evening, not only Thirsty Thursday, as we mentioned, T-shirts tomorrow as well. First 1,000 fans. Very, very cool. On Friday night, backpacks for the first 1,000 fans. Saturday night. Of course, if the Hounds are home on a Saturday, pretty much throughout the season, we'll have fireworks for you. That'll be the case this Saturday evening before wrapping up the homestand on Sunday afternoon. For the Sod Poodles, at Sunday, 2 o'clock, I think is probably a pretty timely deal. They go to Corpus Christi from here due to Sod Poodles. Boy, they've got the road trip from heck on this one. Just geographically speaking, here is Logan Davidson. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Left-hander Mac Lemieux with a strike. 0-1 the count. Lemieux has been really good for the Sod Poodles. 15 appearances, a 3.38 earned run average for the left-hander. J.J. the leadoff second base. Logan waits from the right side. Pitch on the way to Davidson. Breaking pitch just drops low. Count is 1-1. Of course, for the Sod Poodles, this is the shortest trip that they will make. Likewise for the Rockhounds between here and Amarillo. That's an easy one. From here to Corpus Christi is 8+. Here's the 1-1. Backdoor pitch swung on and missed. And the count goes 1-2. And, of course, Corpus Christi to Amarillo. Well, that's just a – well, put it this way. It's a big old state, and that covers way too much of it. So that Monday off thing is a good deal. Sure hope they play Sunday afternoon when they play at Corpus Christi. That's a long trip, my friends. 1-2. Pitch on the way from Lemieux. Just inside. The count goes 2-2. 1-2. Runner in scoring position. 3-2. Amarillo. Ball game at the bottom of the sixth inning. Boy, it was lickety-split and quick through the first five or so. Slowed down a little bit since. Here's the 2-2 to Logan, and that is high and away, and that's ball three. So now a 3-2 count. First base is open. Sod Poodles, I think, trying to indicate a little defensive adjustment. We really have Stankiewicz, the second baseman, really shading up the middle about as far as you see anybody do that anymore. 3-2 to Logan, and a swing and a foul tip. Pitch down to the dirt, and a swing and a foul tip down to the dirt. That got Centeno a little bit. So 3-2, second time. Logan struck out swinging in the second inning, popped out to shallow center field in the fourth. Amarillo 3, Rockhounds 2. Trevor Daniger asking for a new supply of baseballs, and they will be delivered and get right back to it. J.J. Schwarz with a two-out double down the left field line. He's on at second base and a 3-2 count to Logan. Lemieux leans in. Has his sign, hands away from the body at the letters, looks at second, kicks, comes to the plate, down and in, and that is going to be ball four. Logan turned into it, but did not go around. That is really good patience, and I don't want to overstate it, but when you're in a slump, and Logan really has been, the road trip was rough on him. He went 4-for-38 on the road trip, so he's 5-for-his-last-42. With a lot of strikeouts, about half of the at-bats. So if you have a 3-2 pitch, you're looking to do some damage to the runner in scoring position, but he laid off and was wise to do so, draws the walk. Wind picking up again as Tyler Soderstrom stands in, takes down and away ball one. Tyler singled in the second inning. That was followed by the Marty Bikina home run. Struck out swinging against Blake Walston in the fourth. Two on, two out, last of the sixth. 3-2 Amarillo. 1-0 pitch to Tyler. Outside corner called strike. Boy, perfectly placed pitch. Just got there. Outside edge. Schwarz is at second. Davidson at first. There are two men down, a double and a walk with two out in the inning. Tyler batting from the left side. Lefty-lefty matchup. 1-1 stretch. Pitch by Lemieux. Well up and in. Almost brushed him, and the count goes 2-1. Breaking pitch just slipped away. 2-1. Wind is now right to left and inward, and it's certainly in evidence. Not overly strong, but it's unfurling the flags fully now. Picking up 2-1 pitch. Hard hit ball to first, handled by Cedeno. He'll get to the bag for the out. Sharply hit, but Leandro there to make the play. The inning comes to an end. No runs on the base hit. Add a walk to the mix, and two men are left. We go to the top half of the seventh. Village Car Wash score. The Poodles hold on to the lead. The Sod Poodles, that is. It's Amarillo 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Amarillo getting out of a bit of a jam, a two-out jam in the sixth inning, so the Sod Poodles carry a 3-2 advantage into the top of the seventh. Drew Stankiewicz, who has a sack fly in this ballgame, will lead it off. Switch hitter against Jeff Criswell. First pitch down the middle, called strike. Stankiewicz is without an official at-bat in the game. He walked in the third inning, sacrifice fly in the fifth. RBI is 54th. And he is third on the ball club. Stirs those hands a little as he waits. Bright web batting gloves on each hand. Swing and a miss, comes up empty in the Criswell pitch. Count goes 0-2. This really a piggyback start. Ryan Cusick went the first three. Again, back for the first time since June 2nd. And no runs on one hit, one walk, and one strikeout in three innings for Ryan Cusick. So that's been the best of the news, I think, of the night for the Rockhounds. Here's the 0-2. Bouncing ball to first base, and that is a fair ball. And McCann will make the play, gets there just in time. Stankiewicz hustled down the line, a little bouncer that was basically right on the line behind the bag. Kyle there to make the play, one man down. Top of the order now, here's Jorge Barrosa. He has flown to left, struck out, and walked in this game, 0-2. Zach Geloff, even with a bag at third base. Rest of the infield back. McCann, really no doubles defense at first against Barrosa again. Pitch down and into Jorge for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Barrosa, a switch hitter. Hasn't been switch hitting all of his career, but he's begun that ground ball sharply. Boy, that was handled behind the bag by McCann. And boy, I love when guys hustle. Barrosa, really hustling down the line. That was a sharply hit ball, and McCann made a good play. Three unassisted, two men down. It was sharply hit. Boy, give a little bit of that to the iPad, because last two times up for Barrosa in particular, not sure I was really watching for that his first couple of times up, but boy, the Hounds have really been in a almost no doubles defense against him, and it really paid off there. If Kyle wasn't shaving out way solidly, that would have been a double. Here's Eduardo Diaz. He swings and misses, comes up empty 0-1. Amarillo leading at 3-2. Top of the seventh. Geloff shading the line against the right-handed hitter, who swings and misses. Breaking ball away off speed from Criswell. Count is 0-2. Nobody on. Two man down. We're at the top of the seventh inning in a one-run ball game. Diaz 0-3. Pitch to Eduardo. Swung a bouncing ball at. Kicks right past Geloff. That's just one you try to reach out in spirit, but that's not an easy play at all. So, one-hop base hit. So base hit all the way for Diaz. Reached out. And that's just a one-hop lightning bolt. If you pick it, that's just great. But the ball skittered past Zach and into left field. Fifth base hit allowed by Jeff Criswell. It's a two-out single. But it brings up top run producer on this team, one of the two or three best in the Texas League, and Leandro Cedeno. 1-3 with a run scored.
yanked a single through to left field and later scored the go-ahead run. Picks up high here a ball. I should say the scored the tying run. Picks high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Sod Poodle's got one in the fifth, two in the sixth. Rockhounds, a two-run home run by Marty Bikina in the second inning. Hounds really play him to pull. Cedeno, right-handed hitter, second baseman Bikina shading solidly up the middle. Pitch swung on, foul by, oh my goodness, that knocked the mask right off Tyler Soderstrom. Boy, he drops down to his right knee and just, boy, that's so tough. Nick Volker, athletic trainer, going to come to the top step, see if Tyler needs any help. Yeah, he's going to come out and visit with him. Tyler, a little slow getting back now, gets to his left knee, and Nick's going to come over and talk to him a little bit. Of course, athletic trainers know what they're looking for in terms of reaction, etc. Soderstrom now into a catcher's crouch, as is Nick, so they're right behind home plate, facing one another, and Bobby's going to come out, too. That ball really got Tyler Soderstrom pretty solidly. Knocked the mask right off the noggin. So it's one ball, one strike to Cedeno, and Bobby's going to come out and talk to Tyler as well. He's going to put the mask back in place. So Tyler says he's okay, and Bobby and Nick aren't quite convinced just yet. Rockhounds have three catchers on the roster. They are all in the lineup. J.J. Schwarz is the DH. Kyle McCann is at first base. But Tyler will stay in the ball game. A nice round of applause, so that's good stuff. So one ball, one strike to Cedeno. One man on and two men down. Correct count is 1-1. I was going to say, unless I miss my guess or the, I love the preface, I might be wrong. Yeah, really? No, it's one ball, one strike, 1-1 to count. Cedeno, right-handed hitter, and man, he is dangerous and he is strong. Big right-handed hitter. One on, two out, stretched by Criswell. Runner goes, pitch is swung on a miss. There's a throw by Soderstrom, that's going to be way wide, and that's going to kick loose and get into center field. Michael Goldberg retrieves, but there'll be no throw. So stolen base and a throwing error. Well, you like the aggression there. Diaz running because you know Soderstrom is still probably a little bit less than 100% overall, so they were running on the pitch, and it'll be a stolen base compounded by the first error of the ball game. It's a 1-2 count to Cedeno, and now a run 90 feet away with Amarillo leading 3-2 and an outstanding run producer at the plate. Hounds play him solidly to pull. Cedeno is ready. The 1-2 pitch by Criswell. Well outside. Good block there by Tyler. We had to slide into the left-hand batter's box and block that ball. Two balls, two strikes to Cedeno. Diaz with a two-out single, a steal, and a throwing error compounding it. Amarillo trying to advance the lead. They lead it 3-2. Cedeno, those hands up above shoulder levels. He waits. He swings and bounces it. A little dribbler, and it's going to be Criswell making the play, and he will underhand first for the out. So the inning is over. Got to be a little bit more interesting than Hounds would have liked. It's no runs on a hit. One error, and one man is left on base. Take me out to the ball game time. Little non-Googleable trivia coming up. Village Car Wash score at the seventh inning stretch. Amarillo 3, then a Rockhounds 2.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Right-hander Brent Teller will come on the pitch for Amarillo. Get you that little bit of news as we go to our non-Googleable trivia. A little bit of a follow-up, but I'm going to do a little World Series trivia for you, and then it's attached to something else. The World Series was basically invented, played for the first time in 1903. Okay? Of the first 16 World Series, one team won it five times. Five of the first 16 World Series were won by who? Was it the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Giants, or the Yankees? Of the first 16 World Series, one team won five of them. What was the team? Was it the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Giants, or the Yankees? I'll give you those four real quick one more time. Red Sox, Dodgers, Giants, or Yankees? That would be Boston, Brooklyn, New York, or New York. Well, it was the Red Sox. They won five of the first 16 World Series to the Boston Red Sox. Now, I mentioned that at a very cool email. Ted, and I think it's Iman. It's E-I-M-A-N, I believe. We emailed a couple of things about some Babe Ruth trivia that we did last night. As Marty Bacchino leads it off, and Brent Teller is on the pitch. Right-hander delivers and finds the outside corner. Perfect pitch, 0-1 to count. Teller on in the seventh. Mark Lemieux goes one-third of an inning. Walked a batter, but no damage done. Escaped a bit of a jam in the sixth inning. In relief of Blake Walston, here's a strike and a pitch right at the knees. Quick 0-2 count. Boy, Marty getting picked on. Two perfect pitches. That one had 93. Little run on it from Teller. Ninth appearance for Brent. 4.24 ERA. 0-2 swing and a miss. Boy, Marty up and down on three pitches. So Teller with the whiff. Well, there is the curse of the Bambino, right? Babe Ruth, of course, contract sold to the Yankees. You know that. And sometimes we forget how really kind of drastic or rather obvious that assumption could have been way back when. Shane Selman takes up and in for a ball. Babe Ruth, of course, was largely a pitcher for the Red Sox, and he was a great pitcher, and he also swung the bat a little bit, had some monstrous home runs. Hit only 20 home runs in his first five seasons, did Babe Ruth. Pitch outside for a ball. That's two balls, no strikes to Shane. Devin Foyle on deck. But they won five World Series of the first 16, did the Red Sox. And again, Babe Ruth was part of some of those teams, good number of them. Pitch is bounced foul. It's 2-1. After Babe Ruth went to the Yankees, the Red Sox, and if you're a Red Sox fan, I'm not trying to be cruel about it, but they didn't even win another pennant until 1946. And, of course, didn't win another World Series until 2004, bouncing ball foul 2-2. The thing that maybe is easy to forget, the Yankees, before they got Babe Ruth, had not won the American League Championship. They hadn't even reached a World Series. Not that that's easy to do, but they had not won an American League pennant before acquiring Babe Ruth. They then won seven pennants and four World Series with Babe Ruth. Curse of the Bambino. Ground ball to shortstop. Alexander right there. Blaze with the throw. A little wide this time, but coming off the bag as Cedeno makes the good catch and tag. Selman is out. 6-3 goes the put out. See you brag about a guy, and then he does the exact opposite of what you say. Blaze Alexander doesn't throw very many wide, but he did that time. Cedeno helps him out. And here's Devin Foyle. Yep, so the old curse of the Bambino, and that was the other thing, again, of the email exchange that I had mentioned just briefly last night, but Babe Ruth had 20 home runs in his first five seasons combined. Pitch down low to Devin, ball and no strikes. He led the league in 1918 with 11 home runs. 11. Led the league. Different game then, wasn't it? 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1 to Devin. And I know that he is no longer the all-time home run king, but can you imagine if he had been a position player his first five seasons, how many more he would have hit? He had 29, 54, and 59 after that 11 home run season. Called strike of the knees to Devin, count as 1-2. Fascinating character in baseball. Still holds the record for the longest complete game victory in World Series history. Went 14 innings in the World Series for Boston, did Babe Ruth. 1-2 pitch, ground ball. going to be handled by the second base pitcher. Going to have to cover. Will he get there? He will. Nicely done by Tutter. 4-1 goes the putout. Ground ball. And Cedeno tried to get there. Did the Sod Poodles first baseman, but the ball got through to Stankiewicz. Teller doing his job really well there. Boy, pitching since that second inning, Amarillo pitching has just been tremendous. So we have played seven, and we will go to the top half of the eighth inning. Give you a quick game summary coming up after seven complete. Village Car Wash score, Sod Poodles on top, 3-2.
In Texas, there's pea-sized hail and baseball-sized hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. We knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
Certainly a different kind of game than we had last night, but Amarillo again leading, winning last night 10-7. And in this ball game, Amarillo 3, Rockhounds 2 through 7 innings of play. In the top half of the 8th, middle third of the order, Tristan English, Blaze Alexander, and Robbie Enriquez. Second of a 6-game set when all is said and done. Gets to the line score after this first delivery from Jeff Criswell to the right-handed hitter Tristan English, third baseman. Picks up and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Sod Poodles, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 3-6-0. Rockhounds, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. The error did no damage, 2-4-1. Delivery outside corner called strike to English. Count goes 1-1 to Tristan. He has singled, lined out sharply to left, and then flew out to shallow right, 1-3. Shade him to pull in the infield, solidly so. Pitch drops low, 2 balls, 1 strike. Second of 6 between these two ball clubs, their final series meeting of the season. Mentioned a couple of moments ago, Sod Poodles on. Boy, they are on a road trip, that's for sure. Here's the 2-1 stretch and pitch. This ball hit in the air to left field. Devin Foyle going back, but he's got plenty of time and room to make the play. And a soft line drive to straightaway left field. One man down for Blaze Alexander. Boy, he's had a ball game. He's 2-for-3. Grounded out to third base in the second inning. Tripled with 2 out in the fourth. Doubled and scored. And the run that he scored in the 6th inning, the go-ahead run. Amarillo's road trip starts with a short one, then a much longer one, and then a much longer one. Swinging the first pitch, fly ball, straightaway center field. Michael Goldberg basically did not have to move. Ball hit right at him. You're always going to make a step or two just to get a kind of judge that distance, but I really think if Michael had just been anchored in one spot, he still could have made that catch. Fly ball, the center field, 2 men down, and here is Robbie Enriquez. Little flare base hit. He dropped a duck snort down into left field in the 6th inning. Drove home a run doing it. And extended that tremendous on-base streak to 29. Pitch. There's a 30 now. Pitch on the way for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Am I cheating him here? Hang on a second. We'll get it. Yeah, it's now 30 games. Robbie, I owe you a ball game. Pitch a called strike. Inside edge. 1 ball, 1 strike. First pitch tomorrow, 7 o'clock, and again, Thirsty Thursday, you knew that anyway. And T-shirts, first 1,000 fans. A swing and a miss, Enriquez chases one up and away. And it's 1 ball, 2 strikes to the left-handed hitter. RBI is 42nd. And just playing in his 52nd game. Enriquez, he's tell you how good he's been. He's 1-for-3, and his average has gone down. Here's a 1-2 pitch, way up high for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Jeff Criswell coming on in the 4th inning. Boy, Right-hander set to go. Two balls and two strikes. And the 2-2 pitch popped up right back our way. It's going to land on the roof right above us. So a two-ball, two-strike count. So Jeff has given up two runs on five base hits. He's walked two, struck out three. Has a wild pitch that was really a factor in the ballgame. First run of this game would not have scored for Amarillo without the wild pitch. Here's the 2-2. That's popped in the air right side. Soderstrom and McCann giving a look, but that'll go about four rows deep. Long. Right. He tried to catch it. Boy, it went right into his lap. Oof. Rocky is going to go over and investigate. Make sure everybody's okay, I guess. Yeah, Dr. Rockhound will pay a visit. Two balls, two strikes to count. Bases empty, two down, top of the eighth inning. 3-2 Amarillo. Enriquez ready to go. Two balls, two strikes. Criswell into the motion, and Jeff's 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, really chased one. Enriquez is frustrated with himself. That was one I doubt he has chased many that far off the plate all season. First time since the first inning in which Amarillo has gone 1-2-3. That is four strikeouts now for Jeff Criswell in this game. So the Hounds running out of baseball daylight time, but this is a one-run ball game. To the bottom half of the eighth we go. Village Car Wash scored, the Sod Poodles 3 and the Rock Hounds 2.
Aldridge Gardens, it's Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Right-hander Brent Teller back to the hill, and he will face the top of the order in the last of the eighth. It'll be Michael Goldberg, Zach Geloff. That's significant. We'll say it before Zach gets anywhere near the plate, but he has a 24-game on-base streak he would like to extend. He's 0-3. Kyle McCann will be third in the inning. So it's Brent Teller to face Michael Goldberg. Michael 0-3 in this ballgame. Brent Teller, 6'2", 195. He's 25 years of age, signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks. Miami, Florida is his home. And it takes Michael Goldberg, leads it off here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-2 Amarillo. Cheating in at third, even with a bag, is English. Goldberg swings away, pops it up. Right side of the infield for Cedeno, or is it going to be Stankiewicz? I'm sorry, he'll make the play. So one pitch, one swing, one pop out, and one down in the eighth inning. So Michael Goldberg 0-4 at the top of the order in this one. And the batter will be Zach Geloff. So Zach 0-3. He's bounced out to short and second and flown out to shallow right. Right-handed hitter waggles that bat a little bit. Takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Boy, again, sky really, really dark, and you can see the bottom falling out of some clouds way off on the horizon. 1-0 pitch is up and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes from Teller to Zach Geloff. Teller in 23 in the third innings, coming in 24 base hits, 16 walks, and 23 strikeouts. Right-hander set, 2-0 count. Pitcher Geloff swings, high fly ball, right field. Little lightning flashes, and that ball's going to run out of steam. Well, Zach Geloff, barring something very unusual, just said goodbye to a 24-game on-base streak. He flies out to right field, two men down. The streaks are so tough. Really tough to keep going. Here's Kyle McCann. He's 0-2. He's walked, struck out, and bounced to first. Pitch a hard hit ball right side. Base hit. Boy, Kyle reached down and just yanked out. That looked like that was middle out, and he lined it, pulled it in the right field. So it's a two-out base hit for Kyle McCann. Here's J.J. Schwarz now. So one on, two man down. J.J. doubled his last time up. He's hit it hard all three times. Going to have a pinch runner. Chase Calabwig will pinch run for Kyle McCann. Chase will undoubtedly then stay in the ball game defensively at first base. He plays there on occasion. So pinch runner for Kyle McCann. The batter, J.J. Schwarz, he lined out to shortstop. He ripped the ball back up the middle. It looks like he bounced out to the pitcher, but as we said earlier, it was a line drive knocked down by Walston, and Blake then made the play. And he doubled his last time up. One on, two down, bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch to J.J., backs up over the inside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Mikhail McCann, another good ball game, 1-for-3 plus a walk. Lifted now for the pinch runner. A one stretch, pitch by Teller, got there, called strike two at the knees. Boy, two really virtually perfect pitches. J.J., I think, thought that might have been a little bit down and in. It just got the inside edge, and that makes it pretty much perfect. No balls in, two strikes. Teller, a pitch from getting out of this inning. Sod Poodles with a 3-2 lead in the eighth inning. 0-2 stretch, pitch to J.J., well outside. And the count, one ball and two strikes. Logan Davidson on deck, but there are two men down in the inning. Chase a short lead at first base, but again, he can run a little bit. Not really a base stealer. Pitch way low and away, and a good sliding stop by Juan Centeno. Boy, good play behind the plate by the veteran of parts of seven big league seasons. Mentioned six different teams. One played for in the show. One ball, two strikes, make it 2-2. Count is 2-2. Here's the stretch by Teller. Schwarz waits, pitch to J.J., bounced it, foul. Count will stay 2-2. Just got a piece of that and fouled it straight down. J.J. at 3-10 coming into the game. Has 5 home runs, 25 driven in, opened the year with AAA Las Vegas. Right-handed hitter waits, two balls, two strikes, one on and two out. Stretch and pitch from Teller, just inside, 3-2. So now Chase Calabwig will run with the pitch. Runner at first, two men down, full count. J.J., right-handed hitter against the right-hander, Brent Teller. Three balls, two strikes, runner goes, pitch takes flight, bounced foul. And dribbles back through the five hole and back to the screen. This was an 0-2 count to start with, so it's now 3-2. And this will be the eighth pitch of the plate appearance for J.J. Amarillo with a one-run lead. They got one in the fifth to chop the lead in half, made a 2-1 Rockhound, scored twice in the sixth to take the lead. They still hold it. Throw to first. A little bit low, gloved by Cedeno. J.J. steps out and back in. Third baseman English shading sharply toward the line. 3-2. Here's the stretch. Chase runs. Pitch. Got him. Gorgeous, gorgeous breaking pitch. Absolutely frozen. Popsicle toes for a called third strike. Well, I mean, that takes some courage to call that if you're Juan Centeno. Takes some courage to throw it if you're Brent Teller. But he threw that breaking pitch, and it went right over the heart of the plate, just not looking for it. And, well, that's part of the battle, is it not? So it is a strikeout for Teller. That is his second, and the inning will come to an end. So we are going to go to the top half of the ninth inning. We've got a good ball game going this evening. Our Village Car Wash score to the ninth is Amarillo 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Top half of the ninth inning, Amarillo 3, Rockhounds 2. Jeff Criswell back to the mound. Came on in the fourth inning. In relief of Ryan Cusick, so a piggyback start, fires a strike to Juan Centeno on the outside edge, and the ninth inning underway. Centeno, D'Alessandro, and Stankiewicz, bottom third of the order for the Sod Poodles. 0-1 pitch, it's way outside for a ball, 1-1. Mentioned Ryan Cusick, worth repeating, three innings, no runs on a base hit, a walk and a K. Very solid return. Ben A. Wild, June 2nd, his last outing. 1-1 pitch. Centeno pops it high in the air, shallow right field. Bikina out, Selman in, Shane with a catch. Pop out to right field, one man down. Mentioned at the top of the broadcast on our road to the show. We actually have a two-parter, but Jordan Diaz, the Rockhounds are, well, it's the nature of the deal. I mean, the nature of the deal is developing players, and Jordan has gotten a well-deserved call to AAA. Tremendous AA season. Here's a bunt attempt off the bat of D'Alessandro. Going to have to hurry. They're going to get him. Did he beat it? Yeah, he beat it. See, that's really close, and Bobby's going to argue this. That's bang, bang call. And Bobby is, boy, he is really hot about that. He's not going to go out any further, but he took a few steps out of the dugout. Rockhounds really thought they got him. I kind of thought maybe he was, but D'Alessandro is so quick. Now what are the odds that he will be stealing? So the bunt single, sixth base hit allowed by Jeff Criswell, one on, one out. D'Alessandro has already stolen a base in this game, and it led to the first run of the game for the Sod Poodles. His next steal will be a bit of a milestone. It would be his 30th. D'Alessandro set, has a good lead. He's edging. Is he going? Well, he's active over there, not running. Pitch is a called strike, 0-1 to Stankiewicz. Jordan Diaz going up to AAA Las Vegas. Again, he is the number three hitter in all of the Texas League, number three in all of AA baseball. And certainly very, very well deserved. That's a kid, by the way, who started 156 in his first eight games. Toss to first, D'Alessandro sliding back. So for the Rockhounds and for the A's, it's certainly, I mean, it's very well deserved. But, boy, it really takes a major bat, of course, away from the Rockhounds, including power, production, and consistency. I would think the top hitter on the team. Runner goes. You knew he would. Pitch down and away. There's a throw by Soderstrom, and they get him. Yep, safe. Slid around the tag. It was close. Ball got loose, I think, as well. Yep. Again, for Tyler Soderstrom, a good, strong, low throw, but not in time. And as we said, that is a milestone for Nick D'Alessandro. 30th stolen base, and in 33 attempts. And Sean Roop is arguing something here. Interesting. Not quite sure what that might have been. But Sean was barking at home plate umpire Trevor Daniger. 30th steal. Count is 0-2 to Stankiewicz. With a runner in scoring position, one man down. So bang, bang call at first base, which the Hounds vehemently disagreed with on the bunt by D'Alessandro. And then Nick Steele, second base, his 30th of the season. And a ways to go, too. Here's the stretch. Not going to go. Boy, he was active, swinging a foul straight back. It's 0-2. Boy, D'Alessandro, one of those guys. There are two or three
Esturi Ruiz of San Antonio, he's no longer with the Missions. He got the call up to AAA, but he's one of those guys, too, just really active off the bases. Very animated, but, of course, they also a tremendous base dealer, so it's not just an act out there. Pitch by Criswell. That ball is lined up the middle. Got to be gloved by Davidson. He makes the play. Flips to second for the double play. 6-4 will go the double play. Logan Davidson shading up the middle. Soft line drive. Logan makes the play. Flips to second base for the double play as D'Alessandro is caught off the bag. So both managers barking a little bit here in the inning, but when all is said and done, no runs on a hit, no errors, nobody left, and the man who made the good defensive play, Logan Davidson, will lead off the ninth when we return. To the bottom half of the ninth inning we go, and our Village Car Wash score of this ball game reads the Amarillo Sod Poodles 3 and the Rock Hounds 2.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away. This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
In the last of the ninth, it'll be Logan Davidson, Tyler Soderstrom, and Marty Bikina. Brent Teller going back to work. He came on in the seventh. And still a one-run ball game. Mentioned Jordan Diaz going up to AAA, and congratulations to former Sod Poodle Stone Garrett. Played for Amarillo a year ago. He's one of the top hitters in all of AA baseball. He has carried that with him as well to AAA. He is the top RBI guy, in fact, in all of AAA baseball with 95, but he's no longer in AAA. Stone Garrett making his debut tonight with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Congratulations to Stone Garrett. First pitch swing, bouncing ball foul, wide of first base off Logan's bat. And an 0-1 count. He has struck out, flown to center, and walked as the Hounds shortstop. Stone Garrett from Sugar Land, Texas. 95 runs driven in at AAA, my goodness. Had 25 home runs for Amarillo a year ago. It's his major league debut tonight with Arizona. Stone Garrett. 0-1 pitch. That'll get there. Fastball strike. 0-2. 3-2 Amarillo. Ninth inning. 0-2 count to Logan. Teller from the stretch. Hands at the belt. The 0-2 stretch by the right-hander. Delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him. Well, again, strikeouts of... The total's been high for Logan. Boy, that is it. Just, you know, it just flat wears on you. Third strikeout for Teller. And so it's one away now for Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler 1-for-3, single and a run scored. Rockhounds led 2-0 in the Marty Bikina home run in the second inning. Marty on deck. Soderstrom from the left side. Teller's pitch finds the outside corner. Good backdoor pitch by the right-hander, 0-1. Tyler stands slightly open, taps that left shoulder with the bat as he waits. The 0-1 pitch, that'll just miss down. One ball, one strike. Infield has him played sharply to pull. Left field line wide open for him. Turns into it. Did he go? They appeal. Oh, they say yes. Whoa, boy, the dugout going crazy on that. Wow. Boy, that's really tough to see. That's a check swing strike. He did not do much. Boy, the dugout's reaction instantaneous. My goodness, here's the 1-2, and that's fouled away. Boy, Bobby wasn't happy either. Of course, he'd right by third base umpire Ty Krause. Yeah, of course, check swings. We know it's just such a wide variance. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that bounces up there. Two balls and two strikes to Tyler. Nobody on and one down at the bottom of the ninth inning. Amarillo 3, the Rockhounds 2. By the way, Corpus Christi, at least for the moment, has come back to take the lead against Frisco. And that's actually good news for both of these teams. 2-2, Soderstrom waits. 2-2 pitch to Tyler. Got him. Swing and a miss. Boy, that's a great pitch. Bottom just fell out of that. Teller has now struck out 3 consecutive batters. 4 overall since entering the game. So now it's Marty Bikina who gave the Rockhounds a 2-0 lead early. Base is empty. 2 down in the ninth. Let's see how they set up. Tristan English going to play even with a bag at third. Interesting. Pitch to Marty. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-1. No balls in the strike. Boy, Teller, really strong performance here. Given up just one base hit. Here's the 0-1 stretch by the right-hander. Pitch to Bikina, and that is inside off the glove of Centeno and dribbles away. One ball, one strike. Shane Selman waiting on deck for the Hounds. Down to their last out in this game. Amarillo trying to take a 2-0 lead in this series. Boy, two very different kinds of games, that's for sure. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Marty. Outside and low. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. English now backing off a little bit at third. Stretch by Teller. Two balls, one strike. Bikina waits. Pitch to Marty. Just low and away. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. And again, that's a borderline pitch. Look, maybe just a bit down and away. Not by a bunch at all. 3-1. Bikina waits from the right side. Teller with a three ball, one strike. Look, kick, and pitch. And that is a strike at the knees. So borderline pitch with the hitter's way last pitch. Pitcher's way this time. And the count is full 3-2. And a huge lightning bolt fires off. And the dugout barking a little bit, and Trevor Daniger says that is enough. But that looked like the stop sign over to the Hounds dugout. Three balls, two strikes. Two out in the ninth inning. Stretch and pitch by Teller, and a swing and a miss. And the ball game over. Boy, Teller did a tremendous job. Struck out the last four batters he faced. When Rockhounds dugout, they are still on Trevor Daniger. And he is, I think, probably... Yep, he has heard all he wants to hear. So this ball game in the books, and Brent Teller with an excellent job in relief to get a three-inning save. Boy, that is old school on the save. And as we'll tell you in a quick wrap-up, Blake Walston deserves a ton of credit in this ball game. After giving up a two-run home run to Marty Bikina and then a two-out single to Devin Foyle, remember, he retired the next 12 in a row, gave his ball club a chance, and Amarillo just got it done. A one-run victory for the Sod Poodles here. They take a 2-0 lead in the series. Final score, Amarillo 3, Rockhounds 2. And the Sod Poodles on a job well done. This Bud and Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Sod Poodles in this ball game, it's 3 runs on 7 base hits and no errors. 3-7-0 for the Rockhounds. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error, but only 2 hits after the second inning for the Rockhounds when they had the 2-0 lead. One home run in the game, and that was the swing that gave the Hounds their early advantage. Marty Bikina with his 6th of the year 2-run home run in the second inning. But from then on, it was really Amarillo pitching. Rockhounds threatened the timer 2, but the job that Blake Walston, briefly Mark Lemieux. When I say Mark, it's Mac, forgive me. And you know what? I wrote down Mark, and I know better. Of course, we have seen him multiple times on the year. It is Mac, and I do know that. But I wrote down Mark, and of course, you know then what I say is Mark. Error broadcaster. Mac Lemieux goes just 1/3 of an inning, but he got out of a jam in doing so. And then Brent Teller goes the last 3 And, man, he gets a big-time old-school save in this one, does Teller. Let's see if we have the time and attendance on hand, and I do believe we do in this ball game. Amarillo making it 2-0 now in this series. Ball game is played in 2 hours, 24 minutes time. 1,906 on hand for a Wednesday night here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So the Sod Poodles are now within 3 games of the Rockhounds in the Texas League South Division. Frisco was trailing last we saw, but they have a ways to go against Corpus Christi in that one. So the South really tightening up as the Sod Poodles have come in here and in 2 very different ways have taken the first 2 games of this series. Last night, score was 10-7 with a whole bunch of offense. Tonight, it is mostly pitching and defense. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score of this game, the Sod Poodles 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
Well, this ball game, a lot of pitching and some very clutch pitching as well. You know, Jeff Criswell pitched very well in relief. He goes 6 innings. I want to make sure I gave you the right line on him. 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. I may have said 2. All 3 runs are earned. A couple of walks and 4 strikeouts. And, you know, it wasn't a start, but 6 innings, if you start a ball game, 6 innings and 3 earned runs. And it's one of those that is debatable, but it is technically a quality start if you go 6 innings and 3 earned runs. So 3 earned runs in a 6-inning relief performance, a piggyback start, certainly a very good performance. But the Sod Poodles were simply put better. Blake Walston, his 5th consecutive very good start since getting really taken to task by San Antonio. Walston will go 5 2/3 in this ballgame. 4 base hits, but remember, 3 of them came in a 4-batter sequence in the second inning. 2 runs, both earned a walk and 7 strikeouts. So Walston is the winner in this ballgame. He is now 5-3 with the victory. And it's just a really impressive performance, retiring at 1.12 in a row, giving his team an opportunity to come back, and come back they would. In the second inning, Tyler Soderstrom with a one-out single. Marty Bikina followed with a 2-run towering home run to left and made it 2-0. One out later with 2 down in the inning, Devin Foyle singled, and that was pretty much all of the offense that Walston would give up. He then retired the next 12 batters he faced before giving up a double to the last man he faced, J.J. Schwarz, in the 6th inning. By that time, though, the Sod Poodles had taken the lead. In the 5th, a one-out walk to Nick D'Alessandro. Said at the time, you can't afford to walk him. He'll turn it into a 2-base hit, and he did. Stole second, went to 3rd on a wild pitch, which was really critical. He scores on a sacrifice fly by Drew Stankiewicz. Without the wild pitch, the run does not score. But D'Alessandro scores, 54th RBI for Stankiewicz, and it was a 2-1 game. In the 6th, Leandro Cedeno with a leadoff single, a one-out double by Blaze Alexander, who had a double and a triple in the game. Robbie Enriquez, just a little flare, a little duck snort in the shallow left field, extends his on-base streak to 30 games with that, drives in his 42nd run to tie it, and then Juan Centeno on a ground ball to first base. That will score the game-winning run, as it turns out. RBI on the bounce out, first base to pitcher. In the score was Blaze Alexander. That made it 3-2 in the 6th. In the bottom of the 6th, as mentioned, J.J. Schwarz a 2-out double. On comes Mac Lemieux. He'll walk Logan Davidson, but Tyler Soderstrom grounds out, and the score remains 3-2. 2-out single in the 8th inning was the only other base hit allowed, as Brent Teller came on in the 7th, goes 3 innings, gives up 1 base hit, no walks, 5 strikeouts to pick up the very well-earned save. The way they used to do it in the old days, he goes 3 innings and picks up the save in this ballgame, does Brent Teller. So it is the Sod Poodles with a 3-2 lead, and a 3-2 win, rather. Corpus was leading Frisco, but that game is not yet final. If Corpus Christi hangs on to win that game, then for Amarillo, the news, it'll actually be good news, I guess, for both teams. Rockhounds lead Frisco by 2 coming into play this evening. But Amarillo is the story. They are now just 3 games behind the Rockhounds, with 4 games still remaining in this head-to-head series. So we'll see how things will shake out when we greet you tomorrow. That will be Thirsty Thursday, and a reminder, T-shirts for the first 1,000 fans. So tremendous stuff going tomorrow. Gates open at 6, first pitch at 7 o'clock for the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles as this series continues. Right-handers JT Ginn for the Hounds, Ross Carver for Amarillo in tomorrow's Game 3 of the 6-game series. Teams continue on Friday night and Saturday at 7, backpacks and fireworks respectively, and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock to wrap up this 6-game series between these West Texas and Panhandle rivals. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hard's at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Sod Poodles win a really good ball game. Final score, Amarillo 3 and the Rockhounds 2. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight to Red, Leo, and Mr. Jackson. Goodnight to Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Goodnight from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.